You buy the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Let's go to the diamond with KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Pepsi pregame show today. We've got the third game of the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament in Scottsbluff as Hastings gets ready to take on the West Coast Zephyrs for the second time here in the tournament. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Steve Illingworth, and coach, obviously another big game. Last night was huge, but this game is just as huge.
Yeah, this is a big game for us. If we win the game, we go to the state tournament. If we lose, we're done for the year. So they don't get much bigger than this game today.
Last night, just a major disaster, losing to Kearney by the score of 18-2. The game stopped after seven innings by the 10-run rule. Fell behind in the first inning. It was downhill from there.
It really was downhill. I really felt, and I talked to the team afterwards, I felt we didn't come out and compete right from the start. And I realize Kearney had a lot of seeing eye hits last night. Shouldn't have been an 18-2 game, but they were still going to win it because they were out competing us, and that was my message today. Hey, come out and compete. This could be the last game some of you guys ever play, so make it a good one.
Alex Panganiban was our starter last night and really had a tough time. He lasted just a third of an inning.
He did. We dropped the first ball that should have been an out, and then he struggled on that mound. That mound is the worst mound we've played on this year by far. They don't have it clay on it, and it's too much product, and when the pitcher plants, it's like sinking into quicksand out there. So, the pitcher today that adjusts to that first is going to be on top.
Did Alex warm up okay and everything last night?
He did. He warmed up as usual, and he looked good. But I really truthfully think he didn't tell me this, but I think he let that mound get into his head last night.
So it's once again, a do-or-die situation for Hastings here today. Obviously, the biggest thing is trying to get the team back in the right frame of mind to come back from a loss like last night.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got to come back from a loss like that, and you got to forget it, and you just got to go after this game, and every single pitch, every single out is important today.
What about facing a team for the second time here in the area tournament?
I don't like it, and I don't like it. It's also in their home park. We are home team today. I like that. But, it's always tough. So I'd rather have played somebody different like North Platte, but that's the way it is.
You got a little bit better read now in Wesco than we did maybe the first time around. Although we beat this team 5-1 the other night, at least we have nine innings of charts on them.
Yeah, we do. We have nine innings of charts on them. I really feel that the top of the order is the only part that can hurt you on that team is like the first four guys, maybe the fifth guy. But after that, our pitcher's got to absolutely go after those guys and get those guys out for sure and just go out there and compete. And I feel good about who we got going today, so we'll see what happens on that.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the Pepsi pregame show today on 1230 KHAS.
People everywhere are having lame summers, like Dan.
Hey, Dan, what'd you do last night?
Dude, I spent all night staring at that stain on the carpet. You think it looks more like an eagle riding an escalator or a janitor mopping the floor with an upside-down troll?
Lame, and like Steve.
Hey, Steve, what's up?
Okay, I woke up and then, wait, let me think. Okay, I woke up and then, yeah, I just kept being awake and now I'm here.
Also lame. And Pete, too.
Hey, Pete, what'd you do this weekend?
Oh, man, it was killer. I met Dale Jr. We totally hung out, and I got tickets to his race. Oh, hang on a second. Dale's calling me. DEJ.
Hey, Pete.
Really late. Wait, that's actually really awesome. Make your summer epic with Mountain Dew Iconic Summer. Collect codes from specially marked packages of Dew for a chance to unlock thousands of prizes, including exclusive Dew swag, camping gear, or even a meet and greet with Dale Earnhardt Jr. Go to iconicsummer.com and get started. No purchase necessary. Promotion ends August 10th, 2013. Visit iconicsummer.com for official rules and details.
Hastings 5 points back, head coach Steve Illingworth. It's Hastings and the West Coast Zephyrs in the elimination ball game here, the Area 7 baseball tournament. You give the ball to Kyle Goldenstein today, coach.
Right. Kyle, he's been kind of an up-and-down pitcher this year, but his last start was last Sunday against Papillion South, and he beat him, pitched a great game against him. And, if Kyle can come out and pitch like that, we're going to win the game. I mean, if he pitches like last Sunday, we're going to win this game. Now, having said that, he's had outings where he hasn't been so sharp. So one of the keys with Kyle today, he can't be walking a lot of people.
obviously, he's going to be on a short hook today. We got to pull out all the stops today to win this game and worry about tomorrow, don't we?
We do. I mean, I got two guys. If Kyle doesn't have it, you know, we got to go quick to the bullpen, and it'll probably either be Brady Staten or Xander Schmidt that we'll go to right away, because you got to remember it's nine innings, and, you know, if they get two or three runs early, you might stick with him for a while, but if you know, you can't allow that big inning. If he doesn't have it, we have to go to the bullpen.
Or for us to bounce back from the loss last night, don't we have to have some good things happen early in this ball game?
I think we do, because last night, early in the game, nothing really went right for us. We dropped the first fly ball. Then they start getting seeing eye hits, and the first inning was an absolute disaster. Then we come back and score two. Feeling good about that, hold them, come back to the bottom of the second, and fly ball to left, and the left fielder falls down and just sticks his glove out and goes into his glove. We were going to score a run on that, and it had been 8-3, maybe a momentum builder. So bad things happened from the get-go last night, and we can't afford that kind of start today.
I'm glad today.
Thank you.
Steve Illingworth, head coach for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and the West Coast Zephyrs today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your link to local sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at 5 Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have 5 Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your 5 Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture from the banking technology leader, 5 Points Bank.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local athletics. Now once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Cleveland Field. We're in Scott's Bluff this afternoon, the third game of the year. Night situation for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Hastings wins this ball game. They will qualify for next week's Class A state tournament in either Omaha or in Lincoln. If they lose this ball game, their season is finished for the year. Hastings are playing the West Coast Zephyrs for the second time here in the Area 7 baseball tournament. They beat this team in the opening round by a score of 5-1. So Wesco coming in, they're the number one seed here in the area tournament. The record at 34 wins and 14 losses on the season. Hastings 5 Points Bank currently 17-27-1. Both of these teams are 1-1 here in the area tournament. Wesco losing to Hastings on a Friday night by a score of 5-1. They came back yesterday and eliminated North Platte in one of the elimination ball games by the score of 9-1. Hastings beating Wesco on Friday night. And then last night, losing to Kearney Runza by a score of 18-2. Hastings pummeled in that ball game as Kearney Runza scored 8 runs in the first inning alone. Alex Panganiban, the starter for Hastings, lasted only 1/3 of an inning. He gave up 8 runs, 5 hits, 1 strikeout, and 2 walks right off of the bat. Also saw Jonas Schultz and Anthony Niederklein and Ryan Kern on the mound last night for Hastings, but that game was stopped after 7 innings because of the 10-run rule. So two teams from this area tournament will advance to the state tournament. Kearney's got the inside track to win the championship for the 8th straight year as they got the day off today. They're sitting in the championship round. They'll play the winner of this ball game tomorrow, and then the winner of this game will have to beat Kearney twice in order to win the Area 7 championship. Starting lineups today brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Starting lineup for Hastings 5 Points Bank, Brady Staten will lead off. He'll be in right field today. Will Reimer will bat second. He'll be at shortstop. Xander Schmidt will be the center fielder. He'll bat third. Matt Karloff will be at first base. He'll be at cleanup today, number 4. Jonas Schultz will be at third base. He'll bat 5th. Mason Spolnick will be at second base. He'll bat 6th. Jamison Cockrell will be the catcher. He'll bat 7th. Alex Panganiban will be the designated hitter. He'll bat 8th in the lineup today. Zane Nelson will be the left fielder. He'll bat ninth. And on the mound today for Hastings will be Kyle Goldenstein. For the Wesco Zephyrs, Ty Benson will lead off. He'll be out in right field today. Theron Curtis will be the left fielder. He will bat second. Ty Dunkel will be your first baseman. He'll bat third. Eric Marino, the shortstop, he'll bat fourth today. Austin Murphy will be the third baseman. He'll bat fifth. Bo Lofig will be the designated hitter. He'll bat sixth today. Ty Wilson will be the second baseman. He'll bat seventh. Jake Schmid will be your catcher. He'll bat eighth. Dylan Buskell, the center fielder, he'll bat ninth. And on the mound today for the Wesco Zephyrs will be Leighton Freeze. So Wesco coming in 34-14 in the season. Hastings 5 points bank currently 17-27-1. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Hastings 5 points bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 points bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Right now, the playing of the national anthem. So the playing of the national anthem here today as we get sent for game number 3 of the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament here in Scotts Bluff. Kyle Goldenstein going to be the pitcher for Hastings today. He was on the mound a week ago when Hastings picked up that big win in the final game of the Johnny Hop Tournament back in Hastings when they beat Papillion La Vista South, beat them by the score of 4-3. Kyle Goldenstein went 6 innings in that ball game last Sunday, gave up only 3 runs, had give up 3 hits, and also had 3 strikeouts in that ball game. So see if he's got a little magic left in that arm today for Hastings 5 points bank to try to keep this season alive and get Hastings back to the American Legion Class A State Baseball Tournament coming up next weekend in either Millard or in Lincoln. But this will be a tough task here today. Again, Wesco was the top-seeded team coming into this Area 7 tournament. Hastings kind of surprised him on the Friday night, beat him by the score of 5-1. But now they face him for the second time here in the area tournament in front of their home crowd today here at Cleveland Field in Scotts Bluff. Temperature going to be absolutely perfect today. Not a cloud in the sky today in Scotts Bluff. The game time temperature is going to be 82 degrees. Winds will be out of the south at about 16 miles per hour. That means the wind will be blowing out again here at Cleveland Field. And definitely a park that we could reach the fence rather easily. 330 down the left and right field lines. You've got 370 to the power alleys and 405 to straightaway center field. Hastings going to be the home team here in Scotts Bluff today. Scotts Bluff over here, the West Coast Zephyrs over in the first base dugout, dressed in their white pants and their orange tops trimmed and lettered in green. Hastings and their all whites here today. They'll be in the third base dugout down here. Their white pants, their white tops trimmed and lettered in the red. So Kyle Goldenstein going through his final warm-up tosses out on the mound today for Hastings 5 points bank. Goldenstein is 3-4 on the year. He has thrown 34 innings, giving up 34 hits, 47 runs. 32 of those have been earned, 31 base on balls, 23 strikeouts. His ERA is sitting at 6.59. So as the coach talked about in the pregame show, it's been an up-and-down season so far for Goldenstein. And hopefully he's got one more sparkling performance left in that right arm today as he throws against a very good hitting West Coast Zephyrs team here from Scotts Bluff. Scotts Bluff yesterday knocking off North Platte in the elimination ball game by a score of 9-1. And they sat around and watched Hastings get pummeled by Kearney Runza last night by a score of 18-2. The juniors tournament continues today. down in Kearney at Memorial Field. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes, they're going to be taking on the Wesco Express today at 5 o'clock in the elimination ball game. Wesco losing last night to North Platte. So you got North Platte and Kearney post 52 in the winner's bracket. Hastings will take on Wesco at 5 o'clock tonight in the elimination ball game before North Platte plays Kearney post 52 in the second ball game at 8. So Ty Benson will come to the plate here first for the Wesco Zephyrs. He'll lead things off. Benson was 0-for-5 against Hastings the other day, but Hastings saw this team on Friday night here at Cleveland Field, and Hastings picking up that 5-1 win. So Kyle Goldenstein is ready to go to work here for Hastings 5 Points Bank, and there's the first pitch. Is in there for a strike of the inside corner. Benson is a left-handed hitter working against the righty and Kyle Goldenstein here this afternoon. Behind the plate for Hastings, you've got to Jamison Cockrell. He gives a sign down to Goldenstein. Here's the wind in the pitch. That one way outside. In fact, it comes all the way back to the screen. One ball and one strike now to Ty Benson, the right fielder for Wesco Zephyrs. Darren Curtis will follow him, and Ty Dunkel, the first baseman. Any of those guys get aboard, we'll see Eric Marino. The coach talked about the top five guys here in the order, probably most dangerous guys on this baseball team, the top five. Hastings absolutely has to work over the final couple of guys here in this order. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Two balls and one strike now to Ty Benson. Kyle Goldenstein in his full windup here. The next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. Now three balls and one strike to the leadoff hitter here to Ty Benson. Goldenstein cannot walk a lot of guys here if he wants to hang around. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be right down the pipe in there for a strike. Three balls and two strikes now to Ty Benson for the Wesco Zephyrs. At first base for Hastings, Matt Karloff. At second base, Mason Spilenick. Next pitch is going to be popped up out there to the outfield. Xander Schmidt's going to settle under it out in left center field and makes the catch. So Benson flies out to the center fielder, Xander Schmidt. And now coming up there for the West Coast Zephyrs will be Theron Curtis. Curtis leads the team in base hits this year with 44. Also leads the team in runs scored with 49. The other day against Hastings, the first time around, he was 1-for-5 and had his strikeouts. Here comes the wind and the pitch by Goldenstein. It's going to be inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Curtis. Left side of the diamond today in the infield. Hastings has Will Reimer at shortstop. Jonas Schultz is in third base as Goldenstein rocks and fires again. The next one is going to be inside for a ball. It's now two balls and no strikes. On the outfield for Hastings, Zane Nelson is out in left field. Xander Schmidt is out in center. Brady Staten is out in right field today. Here's the next pitch by Goldenstein. That's going to be outside and down low. And he falls behind Theron Curtis now at three balls and no strikes. Just underway here at Cleveland Field in Scotts Bluff today. The elimination ball game of the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him on four straight pitches. So the Wesco Zephyrs have a base runner here today. As running down to first base is going to be Theron Curtis. And here comes Ty Dunkel to the plate next. He's the first baseman today for Wesco. He will step in from the right-hand side. Dunkel the other day against Hastings, 1-of-2. He had three walks and had one strikeout. So he comes to the plate now as the pitch comes inside. A breaking pitch nearly hit him. It's inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes here to the number three guy in the batting order. That is Ty Dunkel. Mason Spilenick was on the mound for Hastings on the Friday night and absolutely shut this team down, allowing only one run in that ball game. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for another ball. Two balls and no strikes. So Kyle Goldenstein having some problems right off the bat. Wesco had six base hits against Hastings on Friday night. Hastings outhit him 9-6. And picking up that 5-1 win, here comes the next pitch. It could be in there for a strike. And the count goes to two balls and one strike. So 2-1, the count down to Ty Dunkel, the first baseman for the Wesco Zephyrs. Eric Marino is on deck here for Wesco. Standing in the on-deck circle here on the first base side. Next pitch by Goldenstein is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner as he comes with a fastball. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes now to Ty Dunkel. Backside of the right-hand batter's box. Takes a look at coach down there in the third base coaching box. Goldenstein working from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch. A breaking pitch that just misses. Dunkel wanted to pull the trigger and did not. That was really close there on the inside corner. Just misses. And the count goes to three balls and two strikes. Alex Panganiban, he had trouble adjusting to the mound here. The coach talked about that during the pregame show last night. as the next pitch comes inside for another ball and a second straight walk given up here by Kyle Goldenstein. So now Curtis is down at second base and Dunkel is down there at first base. Eric Marino comes to the plate next. Marino, he picked up the win yesterday on the mound for the Wesco Zephyrs. Marino had a batting average during the year of .366. As he comes to the plate for the first time here today with men in scoring position now at first and second base. Marino, the other day, was just 2-for-5 against Hastings. He had a couple of strikeouts. We're in the top half of the first inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here again today at Cleveland Field in Scotts Bluff. The count is at 1 ball and no strikes. And here's the second one. It's going to be thrown in there for a strike on the outside corner by Kyle Goldenstein. So now 1-1 the count here to Marino. Austin Murphy is due up next. And then Bo Lofig, the designated hitter, as the West Coast Zephyrs look to jump on Hastings early. Here comes the next pitch by Goldenstein. That's going to be inside for another ball. 2 balls and 1 strike. Connie Runza jumped on Hastings last night. They had 8 runs in the first inning. 14 guys came to the plate for Connie Runza in that ball game last night against Hastings. 5 points in the first inning alone. It was a disaster from almost the get-go. Next pitch is swung on and fouled tap here at the plate. And the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 balls and 2 strikes and only 1 man out here in the top half of the first inning. Hastings trying to get out of an early jam here in this elimination ball game. The runners on at first and second base. Marino digs back in on the right-hand side. Goldenstein comes set on the mound. Throws one to the plate. Some off-speed stuff. A cold third strike. They get him looking. That's a big strikeout there for Kyle Goldenstein as Eric Marino, one of the best hitters in the area tournament. He goes down on a strikeout here in the first inning of play. First strikeout of the ball game for Goldenstein. Now there's 2 men out. Here comes Austin Murphy to the plate next. Austin Murphy is a third baseman. First time around against Hastings, he was 0-for-3. He was hit by a pitch as he sends that one out to a center field. Xander Schmidt catches it, and the inning is over. Austin Murphy flies out to Xander Schmidt in center field. So Wesco, they score no runs on no base hits. No errors on Hastings, 2 men left on base. We played a half an inning. The score, the Wesco Zephyrs, nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Cleveland Field in Scotts Bluff here this afternoon, the third game of the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trying to keep their season alive and, more importantly, qualifying for the state tournament today with a victory over the West Coast Zephyrs. The winner of this ball game will face Kearney Runza in the championship game tomorrow. That really doesn't make too much difference other than determining the Area 7 champion. Both of the teams that make it into the championship round advance to the state tournament. As Class A has got the split state tournament again. Half of the teams will play in Millard next week. The other half will play in Lincoln. So here comes Hastings up to the plate first. In the bottom half of the first inning, Brady State and Will Reimer, Xander Schmidt, the first 3 guys. Matt Karloff would come into the plate if those guys can get aboard. And the pitcher is Leighton Freeze this time around for the West Coast Zephyrs. He's a right-handed thrower. Next pitch is going to be onside by Freeze. And now the count is sitting at 1-ball-1-strike to Brady Staten. His batting average during the regular season was at .271. As the next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, 2 balls and 1 strike. Important for Hastings today to get off to a good start. Trying to wipe the memory from last night his side here today. Here comes the next pitch. It's a fastball that's going to be inside on State, and the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. A chance to talk with the Wesco coaches before this ball game. They said they got plenty of pitchers to get through the ball game here today. So I'm sure each pitcher is going to be on the short hook today. It's a do-or-die situation for both teams. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Staten was on his way down to first base, but he comes back here as the home plate umpire rings up a strike, so it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the next pitch by Freeze. It's going to be hit in foul territory. First base side giving chase over there is Dunkel, but he can't get there. So Leighton Freeze is on the mound today for Wesco. Jake Schmid is behind the plate. Ty Dunkel is at first base. Over there at second base is going to be Ty Wilson. Eric Marino is at shortstop, and Austin Murphy is over here at third base as the 3-2 pitch comes to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So both pitchers have given up some free passes here. Goldenstein had 2 in the top half of this inning. And now Leighton Freeze, he gives up a free pass. A baseline ball to the first guy that he faces here in the ballgame. Will Reimer comes up there next. Out in the outfield for Wesco today, Theron Curtis is out in left field. Out in center field is Dylan Buskell, and Ty Benson is in right field. So Dunkel will hold on the base runner now at first base. That's Brady Staten. Hastings had 40 stolen bases throughout the regular season. Staten had 13. There's a bunt laid down, fielded there by Freeze. He goes to first base, but the sacrifice works. So Staten moves down to second base in the play. Reimer a sacrifice as he bunts that one down to first baseline. That was fielded by the pitcher, Leighton Freeze, coming off of the mound. So that's going to bring up Xander Schmidt next. Xander Schmidt comes to the plate for the first time today. His batting average during the regular season was at .286. Although Xander now having a real good area tournament this year, he was 0-for-7 at the plate. In the ball games that we have played so far, Xander 0-for-7. He's been hit by a pitch once, and he has scored a run. So see if Xander can pick up his first hit of this area tournament today as he strolls to the plate here in the bottom half of the first inning with a man on at second base. That's Brady Staten. There's a swing and a miss. Xander falls behind at no balls and one strike. Again, .386 during the regular season. Had 32 base hits and 83 trips to the plate for Xander Smith. 12 base on balls, and he struck out 7 times. Here comes the next pitch, swung on and missed. And Xander falls behind at no balls and 2 strikes. Xander batting in the number 3 position here this afternoon in the batting order for head coach Steve Illingworth. Just underway, no score between Hastings and the Wesco Zephyrs in this elimination ball game. The count is at no balls and 2 strikes. The next pitch is fouled back to the screen, and the count remains at nothing and 2 to Xander Schmidt. Matt Karloff would be next, and then Jonas Schultz is in the hole for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Brady Staten is down there at second base for Hastings. Freeze looks that way. Here's some off-speed stuff thrown into the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. And the count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes now to Xander Schmidt. They're playing pretty much straight away here. Maybe the center fielder, Dylan Buskell, pulled around a couple of steps to his left out there as he looks on. Here comes the next pitch. It's in there for a called 3rd strike. And Xander Schmidt goes down on a strikeout. Caught looking here in the first inning of play. Good pitch there by Leighton Freeze of the Wesco Zephyrs. Now coming to the plate is going to be Matt Karloff. Karloff is the first baseman here today.
Matthew Karloff.
.336 was his batting average during the regular season. Karloff pretty good in the area tournament. 4 out of 7 from the plate. He's got a double. He's got an RBI, 2 walks, and he has scored a run. The first pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes now to Matt Karloff. Staten is still at second base for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Next pitch is going to be fouled away back to the screen. It's now 1 ball and 1 strike to Karloff. Hastings beating this team on Friday night by a score of 5-1 behind the pitching of Mason Spilinick. Hastings out hit this team 9-6 in that ball game on Friday night. Next pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be down low. And the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike now to Matt Karloff. They play him pretty much straight away as well out in the outfield with Curtis, Buskell, and Benson looking in. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled down to first base side. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes now to the first baseman for Hastings, Matt Karloff. Hastings would qualify for the state tournament with a win here today, no matter what happens in that championship round tomorrow. Kearney Runza having the day off today, waiting for the winner of this ball game. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside. And the count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kearney by far has been the best team here in this tournament. They've hammered out 41 base hits in their two ball games so far. They had 20 last night against Hastings. There's a ground ball toward third, picked up there. Across the diamond it goes, and it's going to be an out as Murphy goes over to Dunkel, and the inning is over. So Karloff hits that one right to Murphy at third base. He gets it across the diamond for the third out. Hastings scores no runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. One inning in the books this afternoon in the Area 7 baseball tournament in Scotts Bluff. A score, Hastings 5 points, Bank nothing. The West Coast Zephyrs nothing.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Well back in Scott's Bluff this afternoon. A little special edition of American Legion baseball coverage today on 1230 KHAS from the Area 7 tournament. Hastings and the West Coast Zephyrs are still scoreless. So Hastings in a much better position than we were after last night's first inning when Hastings fell behind 8-0 to Kearney Runza. Nobody scoring in the opening inning, so now here comes Wesco in the top half of the second. The Wesco Zephyrs, the visiting team here today, despite playing in Scotts Bluff. Bo Lofig coming to the plate next. He was the pitcher the other night when he faced Hastings. Lofig is the designated hitter today, and he takes a whack at this one and a swing and a miss. No balls and one strike to Bo Lofig. He did not come to the plate the other night against Hastings. On the season, he's hitting at .371. Here comes the next pitch. That one actually hits out in front of the plate. The pitch delivered by Goldenstein. It's going to be a ball, one ball and one strikes. And Goldenstein doing a little dirt work out there on the mound. Alex Panganiban had all kinds of problems with the mound yesterday. Did not like it whatsoever. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Goldenstein fires one right down the pipe there, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. So Bo Lofig batting in the number six position from the right-hand side here. Next pitch by Goldenstein is swung on by the catcher. Drops the third strike. That is Cockrell, and running down to first base on the play is going to be Lofig. So officially he'll go down as the second strikeout of the ball game for the pitcher Kyle Goldenstein, but Jamison Cockrell behind the plate could not handle that third strike, and Lofig gets into the bag easily at first base. So here comes Ty Wilson to the plate next for Wesco. Wilson with a season batting average of .273, leads the team in home runs with 5, and also leads the team in RBIs with 38. He takes a look at that pitch there around the eyeballs up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Ty Wilson. Kyle Goldenstein looking in for the sign here from his catcher, Jamison Cockrell, holding the runner on at first base. He's going to be Karloff. Here comes a pitch by Goldenstein, a little check swing. Fielded there by Karloff. He goes to second base for one, and that's all they're going to get. Ty Wilson, a little check swing there. Didn't really mean to swing, but he did. And he sends it out to Karloff at first base. They chop down the lead runner down there and to second base. Reimer covering the bag down there. So 3-6 officially in the books. Ty Wilson is on the bag on a fielder's choice down there at first base. And now Jake Smith comes to the plate next. He is the catcher. .294 was his batting average during the regular season. The other day against Hastings, he was 1 out of 4 and scored one run for Wesco. One man out with a man out at first base. First pitch is going to be popped up out here in the shallow left field. Zane Nelson comes on. Nelson comes on and makes the catch. Zane Nelson makes the catch. Came a long, long way out there in left field. Reimer also going back there, the shortstop, but it was Nelson who makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Man is still at first base. That is Wilson, and that's going to bring up Dylan Buskell next, the center fielder. Busco was a 256 hitter during the regular season. Busco was 0-for-3 against Hastings on Friday night in that first meeting between these two teams. Did draw baseline balls. Number 9 in the batting order today for the Wesco Zephyrs. Throw to first base by Goldenstein. Down in time as Karloff applies the tag, trying to keep Ty Wilson close over there at first base. Wilson takes his lead. Goldenstein looks that way, throws it to the plate. That's going to be onside for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Dylan Buskell, the center fielder for the Wesco Zephyrs. Dressed in their white baseball pants and their orange tops here this afternoon. Hastings in their all whites on a bright, sunshiny day here in Scott's Bluff. Temperature in the lower 80s. There's the ball hit down the line at right field. That's just foul. Just foul by a couple of inches down there, right past the glove of first baseman Matt Karloff. So the count goes to one ball and one strike now to Dylan Buskell. We're in the top half of the second inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here today. The elimination ball game of the Area 7 baseball tournament in Scott's Bluff. Dylan Buskell will dig back into the right-hand side here. Goldenstein looking for the sign from his catcher, Jamison Cockrell. Now comes set on the mound. At the belt, throws one to the plate. That's going to be swung on. Right out in front of the plate, fielded there by Goldenstein. He goes to first base. That's in time, and the inning is over. Buskell just gets a little piece of that one and sends it right back to the pitcher. Kyle Goldenstein, he gets it over to Karloff to record the out. So the West Coast Zephyrs, they score no runs on no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. They go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Hastings nothing, the West Coast Zephyrs nothing.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider. Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
KHAS.
Hi, Jonas Schultz up here for Hastings, and he's going to draw a baseline balls here in the second inning of play as Joni heads down to first base. That's going to be the second walk of the ball game given up there by the pitcher for the West Coast Zephyrs. That's a Leighton Freeze. Mason Spilenick comes to the plate next. Spilenick is the second baseman for Hastings. His batting average is sitting at .281, so Jonas Schultz, the first guy to come to the plate here in the second inning, draws a baseline balls there. For Hastings, 5 points back. No score between Hastings and the West Coast Zephyrs here this afternoon. Mason Spilenick is up to the plate next for Hastings. He lays down a bunt. Nice one. Fielded by Freeze. His only play is the first base, and it is in time. But the sacrifice works there for Hastings as Mason Spilenick is retired into play, but that sends Jonas Schultz down to second base. So for the second straight inning, Hastings has a man in scoring position. But so far, nothing across the plate. Jamison Cockrell comes to the plate next for Hastings. Cockrell was a catcher. .299 is a season batting average. Cockrell during the tournament so far, just 2 out of 6 here at the area tournament with a strikeout and a walk. And the first pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Dave Illingworth down there in the third base coaching box for Hastings, 5 points back. Flashing the signs as the man is on down there at second base. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for another ball. Two balls and no strikes now to Jamison Cockrell. Alex Panganiban will follow him, then Zane Nelson. No score between Hastings and Wesco here this afternoon in this elimination ball game. There's the next pitch by Leighton Freeze. That ball's going to be poked to the outfield. Could be trouble, but coming out is a center fielder. He makes the catch there. That is Buskell. Dylan Buskell making the catch there for the Wesco Zephyrs. He comes a long way and grabs the ball in shallow center field as Cockrell will fly out to center. Alex Pangadeban comes to the plate next for Hastings. He's the designated hitter. His batting average during the regular season was at .289. In the tournament, however, he's just 1-for-8. He's been hit by a pitch. He's had a double and 3 strikeouts. He sends that one to a deep center field. Buskell comes up with it out there. And nice catch by the center fielder, Dylan Buskell, for the Wesco Zephyrs. Pangadeban gives that baby a ride. Buskell makes a nice catch out in the center field to end the inning. So again, Hastings had a man in scoring position, but does not score here in the second. Hastings with no runs, on no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the top of the third inning with a score. Wesco nothing, and Hastings 5 points back nothing.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the winner of this ball game will face Kearney Runza tomorrow for the Area 7 Championship. 5 o'clock will be the starting time for the first ball game locally. If either one of these teams win that first ball game, they'll have to play another one. They'll have to beat Kearney twice in order to win the Area 7 Baseball Championship and stop the run that Kearney has put together the last 7 years here. They won 7 championships in a row. They're in the driver's seat to win another one tomorrow, as they're the only undefeated team left here in the Area 7 tournament. As we battle it out now in the elimination ball game here this afternoon, although the winner of this ball game will move into the state tournament as well, both the Area 7 champion and the runner-up qualify for the Class A state tournament after they expanded the state tourney back in 2005 to a couple of sites, getting more teams in Class A involved. So next week, the state tournament will be held in both Omaha and Lincoln. We'll take care of matters first here today with hopefully a victory for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Ty Benson comes to the plate for the second time today. We're in the top half of the third inning. Ty Benson, he flew out to center field his first time up, and he fouls away the first pitch on the third base side. No balls and one strike down to the right fielder for Wesco, Ty Benson, and he fouls away another pitch. So nothing and two to Benson. Ty Benson was 0-for-5 against Hastings on Friday, and he flew out to center field here, so he's 0-for-6 against the Hastings pitching staff as he waits here in the left-hand batter's box. Goldenstein looking in for the sign from Cockrell. That pitch is wild, and it goes all the way back to the screen. No hurt, nobody on the base pads right now, but the count goes to 1-2 to Ty Benson. Theron Curtis will follow him, then Ty Dunkel. Eric Marino would then come to the plate if they can get somebody aboard here in this third inning of play. Next pitch is going to be actually hitting Ty Benson. Looked like it was going to come behind him, but he tried to skip away from that one, and it hit him on the leg. So Ty Benson is hit by a pitch. So back-to-back pitches there from Goldenstein. One came back to the screen. The other one was appeared to be heading behind the batter here, and Ty Benson trying to skip out of the way, and he's hit by a pitch. Now a couple of walks by Kyle Goldenstein and a hip batter. Wesco has got a base runner on at first base here in the third inning. Theron Curtis comes to the plate next. He's the left fielder. And the pitch is going to be onside for a ball. 1-0 and no strikes. So now Kyle Goldenstein is starting to fall behind some hitters here. Working from behind. Theron Curtis, 1-0 and no strikes. As Goldenstein again does a little dirt work out there on the pitcher's mound. He comes set now, looks at the runner at first base, offers one to the plate. That's going to be up high for another ball. 2 balls and no strikes now to Theron Curtis. He was 1-for-5 against Hastings on Friday night with a strikeout. He had a base on balls in inning number one here in this ball game. No score between Wesco and Hastings 5 Points Bank here this afternoon. Golden State again throws under the plate. That's going to be down low, scooped up behind the plate by Jamison Cockrell. And now the count is sitting at 3-0. 3-0 the count here to Curtis. He had a batting average during the regular season of .367 for the West Coast Zephyrs. Goldenstein comes set. Here comes the next pitch, and that would hit him in the head. Goldenstein has been all over the place here in this inning. So a couple of hit batters. And now we got runners on at first and second base. Theron Curtis now tries to shake the cobwebs out of his head as he heads down to first base. Goldenstein asks for a new baseball, and Al Cockrell is going to go out and have a couple of words with Kyle Goldenstein. This has not been a great display of control here in this third inning of play, as Kyle Goldenstein's been all over the place. Here comes Ty Dunkel to the plate next. Dunkel is the first baseman. He had a baseline ball as his first time up there in inning number one. Dunkel the other day against Hastings, 1-2 from the plate with 3 walks and a strikeout.
First baseman number 12, Ty Dunkel.
So Ty Dunkel rolls to the plate here. Right hand batter's box. He squares around the butt, pulls her back, and will take a pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Karloff charging in there from first base. So Dunkel unable to lay down the bunt there. 1-0 to the first baseman for the West Coast Zephyrs. And now out in front of the plate is Jamison Cockrell calling the defensive play here for Hastings. Cockrell takes his position behind the dish, flashes a sign down to Goldenstein. Goldenstein at the belt, throws into the plate. It's going to be down low. And now the count goes to 2-0 to Dunkel. So again, Hastings working out of a jam here. West Coast had base runners in each of the first two innings. They got two batters on base here in the third. Next pitch is going to be a strike on the outside corner as Ty Dunkel was scoring around the bunt again. Takes a pitch out of the outside corner, so it's 2-1 here to Ty Dunkel. The outfield playing Dunkel pretty much straight away out there. Here comes the next pitch, a bunt laid down. Goldenstein grabs the ball. His play is going to be third base. He throws it over his head. It's in the left field. Back on his feet and driving home is going to be Ty Benson. And one run scores for the West Coast Zephyrs. So Goldenstein fields the bunt cleanly out there on the grassy portion of the infield, fires it to third base. That was nowhere close, Jonas Schultz. So a throwing error on the pitcher. Goldenstein is going to allow a run to score. Wesco has got the lead now by a score of 1-0 here in this third inning of play. Curtis works his way around to third base on the play. Ty Dunkel is on at second base. There is nobody out in the third inning. And here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball on Eric Marino. Now Hastings has got to be careful here and not allowing this stuff to get in their mind and allow a big inning here. Take care of business. We got the runners on at second and third base. Goldenstein's next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. 1-1 the count. Eric Marino, a .366 hitter here during the regular season for Wesco. He was 2-for-5 against Hastings on Friday night with a couple of strikeouts. Next pitch is going to be a fastball up high, and it's now 2-1. 1-0 is the score. Wesco has got the lead on a throwing error by the pitcher, Kyle Goldenstein. Well, now rocks and fires here. His full windup. Next pitch is swung out and missed by Marino. Now the count is sitting at 2-2. Marino was the winning pitcher yesterday, threw a three-hitter in that ball game against North Platte. They kept West Coast Zephyrs alive here. Beat North Platte, eliminated the Platters last night by a score of 9-1. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and now the count is full of 3-2 to Marino. Austin Murphy would be next, and then Bo Lofig. West Coast batting here in the top half of the third inning. This one scheduled for 9 today, the elimination game of the Area 7 tournament. Here comes a 3-2 pitch that swung on, popped up. Deep left field going back is going to be Nelson. Nelson goes back, and he watches it go up against the fence at 330 feet away. And pulling up at second base is going to be Marino. A double for Eric Marino. That drives home another run, and that was just an inch or so away from getting out of here, as Zane Nelson went all the way back to the fence, and it fell right against the fence out there as Nelson picks her up and gets her back to the infield. And now Dave Illingworth is going to come out and have a chat here with Kyle Goldenstein, as this has not been a good inning for Kyle Goldenstein. Eric Marino drives home a run with a double to a left center field as Illingworth is having a little chat here with Goldenstein after he has hit two batters. He He's had a throwing error. Now he gives up a one-run double to Eric Marino. And all of a sudden, it's a 2-0 ball game. Wesco has got the lead. Nobody out here in the third inning of play. Austin Murphy comes up there next. Murphy flew out to center field his first time up there. So Eric Marino delivers up an RBI double here in the third inning of play.
Austin Murphy
coming to the plate next. His batting average during the regular season was at .271. 2-0, Wesco has got the lead. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit to left field. It gets down for a base hit. Another run is going to score. Around the bag at first, he'll hold up there. Zane Nelson fields the ball out there for Hastings. Austin Murphy, he drives home a run here, and it's now a 3-0 ball game in favor of Wesco. Moving over to third base on the play, and staying put there is Eric Marino. So now we've got Wesco with runners on at first and third base, and Hastings has got some bullpen action down there on the third base side. Bo Lofig will come to the plate next. There's nobody out here in the third. A hit batter, a throwing error, a double and a single. And Wesco has put three runs on the board here in the third inning against Kyle Goldenstein and Hastings 5 points bank. Lofig comes up there next. And the first pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. No balls and one strike now to Bo Lofig. He had a season batting average of .371. The other day against Hastings, he was the pitcher and did not come to the plate against Hastings 5 points bank and had 5-1 victory for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be down low. Scooped up there by Jamison Cockrell, and the count is at 1-1 to Bo Lofig. Down here at first base is going to be Austin Murphy. Over at third base is Eric Marino. Three runs in for Wesco here in the third. They've got a 3-0 lead as the next pitch is going to be hit right back to Goldenstein. Looks the runner back to third. His throw to second base is going to be in time. Back over to first is not in time. So the runner at third base stays. That's Eric Marino. Austin Murphy is retired in the play. As Goldenstein gets the ball down there, Lofi gets the board on a fielder's choice. And now we got runners on at first and third base. And we've got one man out here in the third. But now we got a chance at a double play ball here, a potential double play. Ty Wilson comes to the plate next. Wilson, the number six hitter in the batting order, is batting average at .273. Pitch by Goldenstein is going to be onside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Ty Wilson, he reached on a fielder's choice back there in the second inning of play. Wilson the other day against Hastings, 1-2 from the plate. He was hit by a pitch and walked in that ball game. Next pitch comes inside. And it's now 2-0 to Ty Wilson. We're in the top half of the third inning of this elimination ball game from the Area 7 tournament in Scotts Bluff. Wesco has got the lead now, 3-0. Next pitch by Goldenstein is going to be inside again. Has 3-0. And Hastings with some people warming up down there in the bullpen on the first base side. Or the third base side. Here comes the next pitch to Wilson. It's going to be in there for a strike. That's now 3-1. Ty Wilson was taken all the way on that one. So 3-1 the count. Goldenstein working from the stretch with runners on at first and third base. There goes the runner as the ball's going to be hit the right field. That's a base hit. Another run comes in to score around the bag at second on his way to third. It's going to be Lofig. Here comes the throw in, and it's not going to be in time. Moving over to second base on the play is going to be Wilson. So Ty Wilson, he doubles over run here. Now it's a 4-0 ball game in favor of the Wesco Zephyrs. Runners are now on at second and third base. Still only one man out. And Jake Schmid will come to the plate next for Wesco. He's the catcher. He flew out to left field his first time up there. Goldenstein starts to work on him. There's going to be a pitch inside, a fastball that misses. Has now 1-0. So 4-0 is the score now. Wesco has got the lead. This is the eighth man to come to the plate here for Wesco in this inning. Goldenstein's next pitch is, hit him right on the side of the head again. That's two hit batters here in this inning. So now the bases are loaded here for the Wesco Zephyrs as Jake Schmid heads down to first base. Now Dylan Busco comes to the plate next, and that's going to be all she wrote for Kyle Goldenstein as Steve Illingworth is making his way out of the dugout here for Hastings 5 points bank. We're going to have a pitching change coming up here. We'll take a break with a score. The Wesco Zephyrs 4, Hastings 5 points bank, nothing.
People everywhere are having lame summers, like Dan.
Hey, Dan, what'd you do last night?
Dude, I spent all night staring at that stain on the carpet. You think it looks more like an eagle riding an escalator or a janitor mopping the floor with an upside-down troll?
Lame, and like Steve.
Hey, Steve, what's up?
Okay, I woke up and then, okay, wait, let me think. Okay, I woke up and then, yeah, I just kept being awake and now I'm here.
Also lame. And Pete, too.
Hey, Pete, what'd you do this weekend?
Oh, man, it was killer. I met Dale Jr. We totally hung out and I got tickets to his race. Oh, hang on a second. Dale's calling me. DEJ.
Hey, Pete.
Really late. Wait, that's actually really awesome. Make your summer epic with Mountain Dew Iconic Summer. Collect codes from specially marked packages of Dew for a chance to unlock thousands of prizes, including exclusive Dew swag, camping gear, or even a meet and greet with Dale Earnhardt Jr. Go to IconicSummer.com and get started. No purchase necessary. Promotion ends August 10th, 2013. Visit IconicSummer.com for official rules and details.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or what if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at HastingsFamilyChiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Alex Panganiban is going to come on for Hastings here in this third inning of play. Kyle Goldenstein's day on the mound is over. Went 2 3 innings. He gave up 4 runs so far. 3 base hits. He had 2 walks, but then he came back and hit 3 batters here in this third inning of play. The guys on the base pads would all be charged to his statistics. Alex Panganiban is going to come on. Now, he's the guy who started last night in the ball game against the Kearney Runs and absolutely did not have a good night, as he just went 1/3 of an inning last night and gave up 8 runs, 5 hits, 1 strikeout, and 2 walks. So Alex Panganiban is now on the mound for Hastings 5 Points Bank. So we'll see if he can bounce back from last night. So Busco is going to come to the plate here for the Wesco Zephyrs. Dylan Busco, he popped one back to the pitcher first time up there. Now he lays down a bunt. It's going to be popped up as fielded by Panganiban for the out. Base runners get back to their respective bags. So Dylan Busco attempting to bunt. Popped one up as fielded there by Panganiban. And now we go back to the top of the order again. And Ty Benson. Benson was hit by a pitch his first time up there. Kyle Goldenstein is now out in left field for Hastings 5 Points Bank, so he moves from the pitcher's mound out to left field for Hastings. We had a bunt laid down. It's in foul territory. So nothing and one to Ty Benson. So Goldenstein is now out in left field. He's still got Xander Schmidt out there in his center field for Hastings. Brady Staten is still out in right field. So no balls and one strike here to Ty Benson. 4-0 is the score. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball on the left-handed hitter. It's 1-1. Benson is 0 for his last 6 against Hastings in the 2 ball games. Panganiban's next ball is going to be hit toward right field. Going over is going to be Staten. Can he get there? No, it's going to fall out there. 1-run scores. Here comes the second one in the plate. Brady Staten cannot get to the ball as he returns her back to the infield. So Lofig comes in to score to make it a 5-0 ball game. The second runner stays at third base. He did not come in, so we got runners at second and third base. Or check that. He did come in. We got runners at second and third. So Wilson comes in to score as well. Lofig comes in to score. Schmid is now down there at third base. Ty Benson is on at second with a double as he drives home another run for the Wesco Zephyrs. And it's a 6-0 ball game now in favor of Wesco. So Theron Curtis comes to the plate next. And here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. So Hastings fell behind Kearney Runs the last night 8-0. In the first inning, and then did not respond the rest of the way. They got beat last night 18-2. And now they played good for the first two innings here today. But now the West Coast Zephyrs have exploded for six runs here in this third inning of play. And they've got runners on at second and third base and two men out. Next pitch comes inside for a ball. And it's now two balls and one strike. So Alex Panganiban, after getting shelled last night, is back out there. The following day, there's a ball hit the left field. That's going to be a base hit. Another run is going to score. They're going to wave this second one to the plate. The ball is picked up by Nelson. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's over the head of everybody. All the way back to the screen. Two more runs score. Theron Curtis delivers up a two-run double here in this third inning of play. Schmid comes in to score. Ty Benson, he comes home to score. As the throw came in from Nelson, it was over the head of everybody. He came back to the screen. And all of a sudden, it's an 8-0 ball game in favor of the West Coast Zephyrs. And Dave Illingworth is out of the dugout now. And that's going to be all she wrote for Alex Panganiban. So Panganiban is going to be out after just three batters. We're going to have, I think, Xander Schmidt is going to come on to throw next for Hastings. Another pitching change coming up here for Hastings 5 points Bank. We'll take a break with a score. The West Coast Zephyrs 8, Hastings nothing.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Val and Joel said, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Perform your preventative maintenance at Kirshner's. Oil changes, tire rotations, tune-ups, and the hard jobs, too. Use one of our cars while you run errands, and we'll take care of the rest. For quality used cars, rentals, or auto maintenance, come see Val and Joel at Kirshner's Auto Corner, located on the corner of Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
If you give the effort, TM Sporting Goods has the equipment and the apparel to make it worthwhile. TM Sporting Goods outfits the batter, the runner, the pitcher, the catcher, the ump, and yes, even the fans. The best brands in the land, plus experienced pros like Steve Varinol and Tino Martinez, with personal help outfitting you and your team. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
So Xander Schmidt is going to come on and throw now for Hastings. Alex Panganiban lasted three batters. Xander Schmidt won. One win, three losses during the regular season. He threw 18 and two-thirds innings, 22 base hits, 15 runs scored, 14 of those earned, 14 base on balls, 14 strikeouts, ERA of 5.25. Pitching after Friday night has not been real good here. Last night, Alex Panganiban started the ball game. Lasted just a third of an inning last night. Gave up 8 runs, 5 hits, a strikeout, 2 walks. Jonas Schultz came on and threw 3 innings last night. Saw Anthony Niederklein and Ryan Kern also on the mound for Hastings 5 points Bank in that 18-2 loss to Kearney Runza. Kyle Goldenstein was cruising along here today for the first 2 innings. Ran into trouble here in the third. He ends up giving up 7 runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, 3 hit batters. Alex Panganiban, he lasted just 3 batters today. Gave up 2 hits and a run. Now Xander Schmidt will try his luck. And now we got a bunch of changes out there. Matt Karloff is going to move from first base out to left field. Alex Panganiban will now be at first base for Hastings. They'll check the center field out there as Xander come in from center field to pitch now for Hastings. 8-0 is the score as Hastings has fallen behind here in the third inning. Ty Dunkel comes to the plate next. The first pitch to him is going to be a strike. 12 guys have now come to the plate for the West Coast Zephyrs here in this third inning of play. They've got a big lead now over Hastings. As Xander Schmidt tries to stop the bleeding here. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, 1-1 the count. 8-0 is the score. The West Coast Zephyrs are out on top again. A 10-run rule is in effect today after seven innings. Hopefully it doesn't go to that as Hastings tries to stay alive here in the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. Next ball is going to be hit to right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Around the bag at third. Coming home is going to be Curtis. Around the bag at first. Heading for second base is going to be Dunkel, and he's in there with a double. So Dunkel drives one home as well. Now it's a 9-0 ball game in favor of Wesco. Dunkel ends up at second base in the play. Now Eric Marino comes up there next.
Number 21.
Eric Marino comes to the plate next. He has struck out once, and he's had a double that produced another run. That was back here earlier in the third inning. So they have battered around and then some. Hastings had to avoid the big inning today, and we have not done that. As Wesco is putting it to Hastings here in this third inning of play. Eric Marino to the plate next. As Xander Schmidt will fire one in there for a strike in the outside corner. It all started with a couple of hit batters in that throwing error by Kyle Goldenstein. A double, a single, another double, a hit batter, two more doubles, and the floodgates have opened up here. 9-0 is the score. Next pitch nearly hit him. As Xander Schmidt fires a fastball in there, it's going to be a ball. One ball and one strike down to Eric Marino. Austin Murphy would be next. Hastings just needs to get back to the dugout here without any further damage done. Next pitch is going to be swung on. It's going to be hit to left field. That's going to be a base hit picked up by Zane Nelson. No, Nelson lets it go by him. One run is going to score. Marino's on his way to second base, and another double here for Wesco. Eric Marino drives one home here as Ty Dunkel comes around from second base to score. There's still two men out here in this inning, and now Austin Murphy comes to the plate next. It is raining doubles out there in that third inning of play. We have the last three guys that have connected with doubles here to produce runs. Austin Murphy comes up there next. He is one for two so far today as Xander Schmidt throws one to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. One and oh the count here to Austin Murphy. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Murphy kind of danced away from the plate there, but a strike is called. It is 10-0 now in favor of the West Coast Zephyrs. Xander Schmidt working from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside and down low. It is now two balls and one strike. The West Coast Zephyrs were the number one seeded team here in the Area 7 tournament. They were now 34-14. Hastings beat this team 5-1 behind Mason Spilenick on Friday. Next pitch is swung out and missed as Xander comes with some off-speed stuff there as two balls and two strikes. We're only in the third inning of play, so still plenty of time left here, but Hastings needs some offense, obviously. Now trailing by a score of 10-0. Here's the next pitch, fouled back to the screen, so the count remains at two balls and two strikes. So in the last 10 innings, Hastings has been outscored 28-2. Coupled with last night's 18-2 loss to the Kearney Runza squad. Here comes the next pitch. That's up over the head of Austin Murphy. And the ball gets away from the catcher, Cockrell, and running down to third base on the play is going to be Marino. So that one got away from Jamison Cockrell, and now the Dombers are down, I think, on the Hastings 5 points bank baseball team. You got to stay in the ball game here, gang. It's a do-or-die situation here. You're down 10-0, but we're only in the third inning of nine here today. Next pitch is swung on, popped up. It's out to left field. Zane Nelson goes back. Nelson goes back. Nelson goes back. It's over his head. And pulling up at second base with another double is going to be Austin Murphy. He produces another run. And now it's an 11-0 ball game in favor of the West Coast Zephyrs. Well, the pitching has been anything but ideal here for Hastings in the past 24 hours. Bo Lofig comes to the plate next. Lofig is the designated hitter. He struck out back in the second inning, but the catcher dropped the third strike, so he got aboard. Reached on a fielder's choice in inning number three. He's 0-2 in this ball game. As Xander Schmidt fires one there, it's going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. 1-0 the count here to Bo Lofink as Xander Schmidt looks in for the sign again. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and missed. 1-1. 11-0 is the score. The West Coast Zephyrs are out on top. This is the 15th guy to come to the plate in the third inning for West Coast. Next pitch is swung on. It's hit the deep left field, and it's going to curve over into foul territory. Wind today is blowing out here at Cleveland Field, so a lot of these balls may have been caught on an ordinary day, but they're carrying pretty good here. And Hastings had trouble chasing down balls. Out in the outfield as Wesco is getting to the Hastings pitching staff here. 1-2 now to Bo Lofig. He's the designated hitter batting out of the number 6 position. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for another ball. It's now 2-2. The winner moves to the state tournament next week in either Millard or in Lincoln. The loser is finished for the season. Right now, Hastings is trailing by the score of 11-0. Xander Schmidt throws another one in the plate. That's going to be popped up. It's going to stay here in the infield. The catcher, Cockrell, goes out. Cockrell goes out, and he drops the baseball right in between the pitcher's mound and the plate as Bo Lofig is going to get aboard here. On the air from Cockrell, the catcher, going out to try to catch that pop fly in between the pitcher's mound and the plate. So Lofig gets aboard on the Hastings air. Murphy moves over to third base on the play. And now Ty Wilson comes to the plate next.
Second baseman, number 6.
Wilson, he had a double back there earlier in this inning to produce a run. Reached on a fielder's choice in inning number 2. 11-0 is the score. West Coast has got the lead. The Hastings Juniors, the Johnson Imperial Holmes team is going to take on the West Coast Express in the elimination game of the Juniors Tournament tonight in Kearney at 5 o'clock. Hastings 1-1 in the tournament there. Ty Wilson fouls away the next pitch. And the count goes to 1-1 now. It's to Ty Wilson. Xander Schmidt trying to get Hastings back to the dugout. This has been a long inning. And a lot of damage has been done by the West Coast Zephyrs. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. 2-1. We're in the top half of the third inning here today. Hastings is the home team. This one's scheduled for 9. Unless something improves, we're not going to go 9 today. Here's the next pitch by Xander in there for a strike. It's now 2-2 to Ty Wilson. Jake Schmid would be next, the catcher. So 2-2 the count. Runners on at first and third base here. Lofig is down there at first base. Austin Murphy is down there at third base. There goes the runner at first. The pitch is going to be outside. The throw down there is not going to be attempted. Now they got the runner in between first and second base and a rundown as the run comes in to score. They're running down the runner, but that's Bo Lofig who's heading back to the back at first. He dives back in there. He's safe. Lofig was in a rundown and a head first slide back to the bag at first. He gets back in there. In the meantime, Austin Murphy comes in to score during that rundown from a third base. So now it's a 12-0 ball game. Lofig is still out there at first base after being involved in a rundown. And Ty Wilson has a count of 3-2 here at the plate. When it rains, it pours. And right now the sky is falling. 3-2 to Ty Wilson. Lofig again takes his lead down there at first base. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's up high for a ball and he walks him. So a base on ball is given up here by Xander Schmidt. That's the first one since he came out in relief. Xander has not gotten anybody out yet since he came on.
Jacob Schmidt.
Jake Schmidt now comes to the plate. Schmidt is flown out to left field. He's been hit by a pitch. So Xander Schmidt now with runners on at first and second base. He fires into the plate to be in there for a strike. This is the 17th guy to come to the plate against West for the West Coast Zephyrs. Out of the 14 batters that came to the plate for Connie Runza last night in the first inning was outrageous. There's a ball hit to second base. That's going to be flipped to the shortstop, Will Reimer, and it gets the force out at second base. And finally, this inning is over. So the inning is over, but the Wesco Zephyrs, they scored 12 runs in this third inning of play. They now have the lead over Hastings. It's Wesco 12, Hastings nothing.
12 runs on 8 hits.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings will come to the plate here in the bottom half of the third inning, and now they have a lot of wood to chop. Needless to say, 12 runs, 8 hits, 3 Hastings errors, 2 men left on base in the top half of the sitting, and Wesco has now got a 12-0 lead over Hastings in the elimination ball game of the Area 7 tournament here today in Scotts Bluff. Winner moves on to play Kearney Runza for the Area 7 championship tomorrow, beginning at 5 o'clock local time. Kearney Runza, the only undefeated team left here in the Area 7 tournament, so either one of these teams would have to beat Kearney Runza twice in order to win the Area 7 championship. But the winner of this ball game moves to the state tournament next week in either Omaha or in Lincoln. And right now, Hastings has a long way to go.
Kyle Goldenstein
is going to come out here for Hastings. He'll bat in the bottom half of the third inning. And the first pitch to him, he's going to send foul on the first base side. Nothing and one to Kyle Goldenstein. Goldenstein started off on the mound here this afternoon for Hastings. He's batting in the number 9 slot, occupied by Zane Nelson, who is now out of the ball game, as they had to make some substitutions out there when Kyle Goldenstein left the pitcher's mound. Kyle is now playing, I believe, out in center field now for Hastings. And there's a called third strike as he watches that one go right on by. So strikeout number 2 in the ball game now for Leighton Freeze for the Wesco Zephyrs.
Brady Staten
comes to the plate next for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Staten reached on a base on balls his first time up there. And we'll take a look at the pitch there. It's in there for a strike, a breaking pitch that's in there. Brady Staten has a regular season average of 271. 1-for-5 so far during the area tournament. Couple of walks, couple of strikeouts, and a run scored. Reached on a base on balls earlier in this ball game, as the next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, 1-1 the count. Leighton Freeze rocks and fires. Next pitch is going to be outside for ball 2. 2 balls and 1 strike. Will Reimer will be next, and then we'll see Xander Schmidt. Leighton Freeze, his next pitch is going to come inside and hits him. A hit batter here, so Brady Staten gets aboard for Hastings. So Hastings 5 points back has got a base runner in the third. Coming to plate next is going to be Will Reimer. Reimer laid down his sacrifice his first time up there in the first inning of play. Reimer is 3-for-8 in the Area 7 tournament so far with 3 runs scored, and he's been hit by a pitch. Leighton Freeze is on the mound here for Wesco. They haven't been in the field for quite some time. Jake Schmid behind the plate. Austin Murphy is at third base. Eric Marino is at shortstop. Ty Wilson at second base. Ty Dunkel is over there at first base. At the first pitch, is going to be fouled back to the screen. No balls and one strike to Will Reimer. Out of the outfield for Wesco, Theron Curtis out in left field. Dylan Buskell is out in center. Ty Benson is out in right field. 12-0 is the score. There's a ball hit down the right field line. That's going to be in foul territory. It's now 1-2 to Will Reimer as he bats here in the bottom half of the third inning. Reimer had a batting average of .333 during the regular season. Leighton Freeze comes to his belt. He throws this one back to the screen. And running down to second base on the play is going to be Brady Staten. So a wild pitch there from Freeze as that one got away from him all the way back to the screen. And the count down to Will Reimer sitting at 2-2. Xander Schmidt swinging the bat in the on-deck circle. He would be next as Hastings has had a long way to come back here in this one. 12-0 is the score. The West Coast Zephyrs are out on top in the bottom of the third. There's a ball that's going to be hit to left field. That's going to be a base hit. Will Reimer gets a base hit. Moving down to third base on the play is going to be Brady Staten. So Reimer collects his fourth hit of the area tournament. That's going to be the first hit of the ball game here for Hastings Fine Points Bank. So now Hastings has got runners on at first and third.
Now that is for Hastings.
Xander Schmidt coming to the plate next.
Xander Schmidt.
Schmidt is now the pitcher for Hastings. Xander Schmidt, he struck out his first time up there. His season high batting average is at .386 during the regular season. Xander has not had a good area tournament. He is now 0-8 in this area tournament. Comes up there with runners on at first and third base and two men out. Next ball is going to be hit to deep left field. Going back is going to be Curtis, and that baby is out of here. A home run. A home run for Xander Schmidt, a three-run homer. Well, he was 0 for his last 8, or 0 for his last 9, 0 for his last 8. And he connects with that one. Xander Schmidt homers for Hastings, and maybe that will ignite Hastings 5 points back here. As Xander Schmidt gets a home run there for Hastings. That's his first home run of the season. So a three-run homer there by Xander Schmidt gets Hastings on the board. It is now a 12-3 ball game. Now Karloff comes to the plate next. So Xander Schmidt got that one up in the wind, and it flew out of here at some 330 feet away. Plus, Matt Karloff comes up there next. And here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. No balls and one strike. So 12-3 is the score. We're in the third inning of play. This one's scheduled for 9 here today. Karloff 0-1 in this ball game. He grounded out his first time up there. Here's the next pitch. It can be swung on and missed. Nothing in 2 to Matt Karloff. Karloff now 4 out of 8 here in the Area 7 baseball tournament. Double, an RBI, a couple of walks. He fouls away the next pitch off of the catcher's mask back to the screen. And the count remains in 0-2. So a three-run homer there for Xander Schmidt has got Hastings on the board. Hastings did not have a base hit until this third inning. Reimer got a base hit here in the inning. Staten led things off, being hit by a pitch, and then a three-run homer by Xander Schmidt. First homer of the season for Xander. And it occurs here in the Area 7 tournament in the elimination game. Here's the next pitch swung out and missed, and Karloff goes down. Strikeout number 3 in the ball game now for Leighton Freeze. There's two men out here in the third. And that's going to bring up Jonas Schultz next. Jonas Schultz is playing at third base here today for Hastings 5 points Bank. His batting average during the regular season was at .284. He had a walk earlier in this ball game. He is 3-for-5 during the area tournament so far with a couple of walks as he digs in there now. On the right-hand side, Leighton Freeze will go to work on him. Full windup here by Leighton. Here's the pitch. His ball is going to be hit the left field. That's a base hit. Picked up out there by Theron Curtis. And now the bats have come alive here for Hastings as Jonas Schultz gets a base hit now. That's the third hit of the inning now for Hastings 5 points Bank. Mason Spillenick comes up there next. Wesco scored 12 runs in the top of this inning. Hastings has come back with 3 runs in the bottom of the inning. And Mason Spillenick comes up there next. He's a second baseman. He laid down his sacrifice his first time up there. And the pitch to him is going to be outside and down low for a ball. 1-0. Spillenick was the winning pitcher the other night against Wesco, and Hastings beat this team 5-1 in the first game of the Area 7 baseball tournament. Next pitch comes inside, and it's now 2-0 on Spillenick. Mason so far in this tournament is 0-1. Bounds away this next pitch. So it's now two balls and one strike to Spilnick with a man on at first base. Racing's 5 points bank. Here comes the next pitch, swung on and foul tapped here at the plate. It's now 2-2. Jamison Cockrell would be next, and then Alex Panganiban. Hastings trying to get back into the ball game. They're trailing down by a score of 12-3. All the action so far has been in this long third inning of play. Leighton Freeze working from the stretch here as the next pitch is going to be a little bit outside, just misses. And the count is now full of 3-2 to Mason Spilnick for Hastings. Spilnick waiting here in the right-hand batter's box. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be fouled away, and the count remains at 3-2. Spilnick last night against Carney Runza, he was 1-for-3 at the plate. Did not play, obviously, did not come to bat on Friday night. He was the pitcher. Spilnick was 1-for-3 in the ball game against Carney Runza last night. He hits that one by the pitcher to the second baseman. Fielded there by Wilson. He goes to first base. And they catch Mason Spilling at first base. But Hastings scores 3 runs on 3 base hits, including the home run by Xander Schmidt. No errors on Wesco. And 1 runner left on base. We go to the top of the 4th inning now with a score. Wesco 12, Hastings 3.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Cleveland Field in Scotts Bluff here this afternoon. The Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament, the elimination game today. The West Coast Zephyrs. They have the lead over Hastings 5 points bank, 12-3, as we head to the top half of the 4th inning. This is the only game planned for Scotts Bluff here today. Down at the Juniors Tournament in Kearney at the Memorial Field, Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes will take on the Wesco Express tonight in the elimination ball game. It begins at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Then in the winner's bracket game, the second game at 8 o'clock will pit North Platte up against Kearney Post 52. Hastings picked up a win yesterday over Lexington by the score of 14-4. Hastings losing their first ball game the other night by the score of 3-2 to Kearney Post 52. That game in 10 innings. So Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes still alive in the juniors tournament in Kearney. So Wesco coming to bat here in the top half of the 4th inning. We've got Dylan Buskell to lead things off. Xander Schmidt will stay out there on the mound for Hastings. So Hastings now with Jamison Cockrell behind the plate with Xander Schmidt on the mound. Jonas Schultz is at third base. Will Reimer is at shortstop. Spilnick is at second. And Alex Panganiban now is at first base. Out in the outfield, you've got Matt Karloff now. Out in left field, Kyle Goldenstein is out in center. And Brady Staton is over in right field. Buskell trying to bunt his first one on, and he fouls it away. So it's no balls and one strike to Dylan Buskell. Here comes the next pitch by Xander Schmidt. That ball's hit off of the handle of the bat. Heads out towards short and is fielded there by Reimer and is caught there. So Buskell, he flies out to shortstop to begin this fourth inning of play. Now Ty Benson comes to the plate next. This was a scoreless ball game through the first two. Wesco breaks through with 12 runs and 8 base hits. In inning number 3, Hastings committed 3 errors. There's a ball hit down the line of right field. That's going to get by the first baseman, Panganiban, in the right field. Picked up there by Brady State, and the ball hit right down the line. Panganiban cannot handle it at first base. Ty Benson gets a single here for the Wesco Zephyrs. So again, Wesco has got some base runners, at least one over there at first base. That's Ty Benson. And now Theron Curtis comes to the plate next.
Number 26, Theron Curtis.
Curtis had a base on balls in the first inning. He was up there twice in the third inning with a hit batter and a two-run double. There's the ball. It's going to be inside. Now the ball gets away from Cockrell, and running down to second base on the play is going to be Ty Benson. So now Wesco has got a man on in scoring position again at second base, and the count to Darren Curtis is sitting at one ball and no strikes. This is the third pitcher used by Hastings so far in the ball game. Xander Schmidt fires one to the plate. He's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, 1-1 the count. Kyle Goldenstein got the start for Hastings today, went just 2 1/3 innings. Alex Pang and Eben threw to three batters, and then Xander Schmidt has been out there ever since. Here comes the next pitch by Xander. It's going to be inside for another ball, and it's now 2-1. Ty Dunkel will be next, and then Eric Marino. The top five in this order is very good. It's caused a lot of problems for us here in the 2-ball games that we've faced these guys. Here's the next ball. It's going to be hit toward right field. Going over is going to be Staten, and Brady Staten reaches up and grabs it out there. A little bit more sensational than it should have been, but Brady Staten at the last second reaches up there and grabs the ball for the out. That's the second out of the inning. That's going to bring up Ty Dunkel next. So there's now two men out for Wesco. We're in the top half of the fourth inning of play. Wesco has got the lead over Hastings by the score of 12-3. Dunkel comes up there next. He is 1-for-2 so far today with a walk. He has scored a couple of runs. There's a pitch by Xander Schmidt that's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike to Dunkel. He had a season batting average of .359. Dunkel the other day against Hastings, 1 out of 2 from the plate with 3 walks and a strikeout. Xander looking at the runner at second base. Here's the next pitch. It hops out in front of the plate there as it's fielded by Cockrell behind the plate. Now 1-1. Dunkel, he walked in the first inning of play, reached out an error, scored a run in the third. Later on in the third, he had a double that produced another run, as Wesco put 12 runs on the board in that third inning alone. Xander Schmidt coming set here on the mound. Now fires on the plate. That's going to be inside for a ball. It is now 2-1 to Ty Dunkel. He's the first baseman for the Wesco Zephyrs. This is a team that's had a very successful year. They are 34-14 as they play here this afternoon. Next pitch is in on the ground. Chopper, Reimer at shortstop has got it. He goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. And the inning is over. As Dunkley grounds out the shortstop. Wesco, they score no runs on total of one base hit. No errors on Hastings and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning now with a score of Wesco 12, Hastings 3.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to American Legion Baseball coverage today on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at Cleveland Field in Scotts Bluff here this afternoon. Hastings is trailing here in the elimination ball game by a score of 12-3 to the Wesco Zephyrs. Wesco scoring all 12 of their runs in the third inning of play on 8 base hits. Jameson Cockrell comes to the plate first for Hastings here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Sends this one a mile high. That's going to be grabbed out there by Ty Wilson, the second baseman. Ty having a little problems with his son there as he shields his eyes, but the ball comes down, plucks in his glove. As Cockrell, he's going to fly out to second base for the first out of the inning. Coming up there next is going to be Alex Panganiban. He started the day as the designated hitter. He went to the pitcher's mound, and then he's at first base right now. So Panganiban, he flew out to center field his first time up there. Panganiban pitched only three guys in this ball game before Xander Schmidt came on, and he is immediately hit by a pitch here. So Panganiban, he heads down to first base being hit by a pitch by Leighton Fries. Hastings has a base runner. And now coming up there next is going to be Kyle Goldenstein. Goldenstein, he started on the mound this afternoon. And he moved over to left field. Now he's in center. Goldenstein at the plate so far is 0 for 1. He has struck out once. As the pitch comes in there from Leighton Fries, that's going to be outside the strike zone. One ball and no strikes. Hastings just needing some base runners here to do a little damage of their own. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning. There's a ball hit to a left center field going over. It's going to be Curtis. He can't get there. Picks it up on the hop, and Goldenstein will stay at first base. Staying at second base on the play is going to be Panganiban. So Goldenstein, he gets a base hit now here in this fourth inning of play. Runners are at first and second base. For Hastings, that is their fourth hit of the ball game now, as Brady Staten will come to the plate next. Staten, so far, he has walked once, and he's been hit by a pitch. So officially, he has not had an at-bat here today. One out of five for the Area 7 tournament so far, as he takes a strike here, nothing and one. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Hastings, the home team today against the Wesco Zephyrs, despite playing in Wesco's home ballpark. No balls in one strike to Staten. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be onside for a ball. It's now 1-1. Brady Staten with a couple of walks, a couple of strikeouts, and he has scored a run so far in the preceding two ball games here in the area tournament. Next pitch by Leighton Fries is going to be swung on and fouled back to the screen. The count goes to one ball and two strikes. Staten last night, he had two plate appearances against Carney Runza, struck out once, and he flew out to second base in that 18-2 loss to Carney Runza last night in the winner's bracket ball game. Runners are on at first and second base. There's a throw at first base. They got him over there at first. Kyle Goldenstein was off with a bag and a quick throw by Leighton Fries over to the bag at first, and they have got Kyle Goldenstein picked off. So now there's two men out here in the inning and a man at second base. And Brady Staten is now looking at a count of one ball and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a called third strike, and he strikes him out. So what looked like a promising beginning for Hastings goes down the drain here in the fourth. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, actually one hit. One hit, that was the Goldenstein single. No errors on the Wesco Zephyrs and one runner left on base. Four innings in the books this afternoon. The score, Wesco 12, Hastings 3.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances, from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
1230 KHAS.
Back, bright, sunshiny day here today in Scotts Bluff, Cleveland Field. Hastings is trailing the Wesco Zephyrs. The score is 12-3 as we head to the fifth inning of play. Hastings with three errors in the ball game here today. They've also had a base runner picked off of the base pads. That was in the last inning with Goldenstein. And so far, the Wesco Zephyrs, they've got 12 runs on the board on 9 base hits. Hastings pitching has not been very good today either.
Batting first for Wesco.
So Wesco Zephyrs coming up now in the top half of the fifth inning. Eric Marino, the number 4 hitter in the batting order. Austin Murphy will follow him. Bo Lofig. Then Ty Wilson, if they can get aboard here in the fifth inning of play. Xander Schmidt stays out there for Hastings 5 Points Bank. And the first pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Eric Marino has struck out once. He's had a couple of doubles, a couple of RBIs, and he has scored two runs. As the next pitch is a fastball, it's going to miss outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Marino had a regular season batting average of .366. The other day against Hastings, he was 2 out of 5 from the plate with a couple of strikeouts. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball, and it's three balls and no strikes. So 3-0 the count to the shortstop for the West Coast Zephyrs, Eric Marino. The winner will get Connie Runza tomorrow night at 5 o'clock in the championship ball game. Next pitch is a fastball that Marino was taking all the way, and that one is three balls and one strike. No matter who wins this ball game, it would have to be Carney Runza twice tomorrow in order to win the Area 7 championship. There's a ball that's going to be hit to left field. Marino sends it out there. Settling under is going to be Karloff, the left fielder, and he makes the catch. Marino flies out to left field to begin this fifth inning of play. Austin Murphy comes up there next. And the balls are carrying well at Cleveland Field here today. The wind is blowing out. We had south winds at 16 miles per hour to start the day today. Against 330 down the lines here at Cleveland Field and 405 to straightaway center field, about 370 in the power alleys. We've already seen one home run from Xander Schmidt of Hastings. The pitch to Murphy is going to be outside for a ball. Here comes the second one. It's going to be popped up again. Going back is going to be Goldenstein. He's going to make the catch. Kyle Goldenstein makes the catch out there. Murphy gives it a ride out to center field. But Goldenstein is right there, and Bo Lofig comes to the plate next. Lofig so far today has struck out once, reached on a fielder's choice, scored a run, and has reached on an error. So he is 0 for 3 so far in this ball game. Lofig was the losing pitcher in the ball game on Friday night. But Mason Spillick and Hastings beat this team by a score of 5-1. So far today, completely different. Wesco has got the lead over Hastings by a score of 12-3. First pitch is in there for a strike. Second one misses outside. Has now one ball and one strike. If Lofi can get aboard, we'll see Ty Wilson come to the plate next for Wesco. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that misses outside. Two balls and one strike. So the first two guys have flown out here in this inning. Marino and Murphy. Here's Xander's next pitch to the plate, swung on and missed. As now two balls and two strikes here to Bo Lofig, officially the designated hitter here in this ball game. Lofig with a season batting average of .271. He sends that one out to right field. Coming on for Hastings is going to be Brady Staten, and Wesco goes down in order here in the fifth inning of play as Staten catches the ball out there. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning now with a score, Wesco 12, Hastings 3.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Beat the summer heat with great deals on summer sportswear from Gary Michaels Clothiers. Now through the end of July, all summer sportswear for guys and gals is 25% off, including Tommy Bahama, Forsyth, and Cutter and Buck. For the career guys that have to dress the part, Gary Michaels Clothiers has summer suits and sports coats all at 25% off. There's a lot of summer left, so hurry down to Gary Michaels Clothiers Summer Sale, located in downtown Hastings. Open late on Thursdays and Saturday till 4.
1230 KHAS.
Legion baseball coverage today on 1230 KHAS. Cleveland Field in Scotts Bluff. Hastings is trailing here in the elimination ball game to the West Coast Zephyrs. The score is 12-3. Will Reimer is scheduled up here first for Hastings in the fifth inning of play. He'll be followed up by Xander Schmidt and Matt Karloff. As Leighton Freeze continues to throw out there for the West Coast Zephyrs here this afternoon. First pitch is going to miss. One ball and no strikes to Will Reimer. He had a single his last time up there. Fouls away. This next pitch back to the screen is now 1-1. Reimer laid down his sacrifice in the first inning of play. Then had that single in the third. Came around to score one of the three runs. Wesco scored all their 12 runs in inning number 3 today. Reimer goes after an outside pitch there, and it's way outside and a swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes now to Will Reimer. Reimer in the tournament coming into the ball game today was 3 out of 8. He had scored 3 runs, and he's been hit by a pitch. Here comes the 1-2 pitch now from Freeze. That ball is going to be hit to second base, and a leaping grab out there by the second baseman, Ty Wilson, records the out on Will Reimer. So Reimer lines out to the second baseman, Ty Wilson.
Now batting for Hastings.
Xander Schmidt comes up there next.
Xander Schmidt.
Xander's star of the day at center field, and now he's on the pitcher's mound. He's the third pitcher used by head coach Steve Ellingworth in this ball game today. Xander hit a home run the last time up there. Had a 3-run homer in the third, his first of the season. Xander struck out in inning number 1. So a feast or famine here for Xander Schmidt. No balls and 1 strike to Xander. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Leighton Freeze will be careful around Xander, who's displayed a little power here today. That was his first hit of the area tournament back there when he homered back there in his last at-bat. Next pitch is going to be a line foul down the third base side. So the count now at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Xander had been 0 for 8 in this area tournament until he hit a 3-run homer in the third inning. Now he's back up here in the bottom half of the fifth, and his team trailing by the score of 12-3. There's the ball hit to the shortstop. It's grabbed there. Did he hang on to it? Yes. Nice grab there by the shortstop, Eric Marino, who takes a base hit away from Xander Schmidt. So a line shot to the shortstop that time, Eric Marino. And now there's 2 men out here in the fifth inning of play. That's going to bring up Matt Karloff next. Karloff, he grounded out his first time up there, and he struck out in the third, so he is 0 for 2 here in this ball game. He is now 4 for 9 in this area tournament with a double and RBI and a couple of walks. He takes a pitch down low here, 1 ball and no strikes. 12-3 is the score. Hastings 5 points back, trailing the West Coast Zephyrs here this afternoon. Here comes the next pitch by Leighton Freeze. That ball is going to be popped up. It's going to be over here in the foul territory, first base side. Coming over and making the grab is Ty Dunkel, and it's a 1-2-3 inning here for Hastings 5 points bank as Karloff fouls out to the first baseman. Hastings scores no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to inning number 6 today with a score, the West Coast Zephyrs 12, Hastings 3.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Wesco Zephyrs out on top of Hastings by a score of 12-3. Wesco's got 9 base hits here in the ball game, but 8 of those in one inning. Hastings so far, they've got 4 hits in the contest. Hastings also committed some errors. In fact, Hastings with 3 errors in the ball game today. Wesco, they have yet to commit an error. Thus the score, Wesco 12 and Hastings 3. As Wesco comes up to the plate now here in inning number 6. This one's scheduled for 9 here today. There's a 10-run rule after 7 innings. Xander Schmidt's going to be out there for Hastings. He'll continue to throw. He's the third pitcher used for Hastings 5 points back here in this one. Al Goldenstein got the start today. He went 2 1/3 innings. Ended up giving up 7 runs, 3 hits, 2 walks. He hit 3 batters. Alex Pangan-Eben came on and threw to 3 batters today. Gave up 2 hits and 2 runs. Then Xander's been out there ever since. Leighton Freeze has went all the way for the West Coast Zephyrs so far here in this ball game. This is the elimination game of the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament from Cleveland Field in Scott's Bluff here this weekend. We're going to see numbers 7, 8, and 9 in the batting order for the West Coast Zephyrs to face Xander Schmidt and Hastings here in this one. Ty Wilson is the first guy to come to the plate here for Wesco. He's reached on a fielder's choice, had a double that produced a run in the third, came around to score as well, and had a base on balls later on in the third inning of play. Wilson is a guy who leads the team in home runs with 5 and also leads the team in RBIs with 38. So Ty Wilson comes to the plate next. He was 1-for-2 against Hastings on Friday. He was hit by a pitch and also got a walk. Did some infield work there. Now we're ready to go. Xander Schmidt climbs on top of the hill here. We'll see what Wesco can do. They went down in order for the first time back during inning number 5. So Xander has retired the last 5 guys that he has faced here in the ball game. He throws a strike here. No balls and 1 strike to Ty Wilson. So no balls and 1 strike to Ty Wilson. Jake Schmid would be next, the catcher. Next pitch is a fastball. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now 1-1. Wesco has not scored in the last 2 innings. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on and missed, and it's now 1-2. And Wesco doing all their damage in the third inning of play today. 12 runs on 8 base hits in 1 inning alone. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit to left field. Karloff, he can't get there. That's going to be a base hit there for Ty Wilson. So Wilson gets a base hit. Wesco has got a base runner now in the 6th as Jake Schmid, the catcher, comes to the plate next. He flew out to left field his first time up there in inning number 2, was hit by a pitch in the 3rd and came around to score a run. And then a fielder's choice later on in that 3rd inning of play, so he is officially 0-for-2 in this ball game with a run scored. Wesco has got a base runner on first base. There's the ball hit towards second. Fielded there by Spillanek. Goes over to Reimer for 1 over to first base. That's going to be in time double play. Hastings turns the double play, a 4-6-3 double play. The relay throw from Reimer was a little bit high coming back to first base. Bangin even had to leave his feet. But he comes down in the bag before Jake Schmid does. So a double play is turned there by the Hastings defense. And now Dylan Busco comes up to the plate next. Busco so far, he's grounded back to the pitcher. He's popped one back to the pitcher. And also, he's flown out to shortstop. So he's 0-for-3 so far today. Busco, the other day, was 0-out-of-3 against Hastings in the first game between these two teams in the area tournament. So he is 0-for-his-last-6. As the first pitch comes in there for a ball, here comes the second one from Xander. It's on the way, a fastball that misses. And the count goes to 2-2. 12-3 is the score. Wesco has got the lead. We're in the top half of the 6th inning. Hastings, the home team here today. Here comes the next pitch by Xander. It's going to miss outside. And the count goes to 3-0. Warm afternoon today here in Scott's Bluff. We've had temperatures in the middle 80s throughout the afternoon. Next pitch is going to miss. That's going to be a base on ball. It's going up there at 4 straight pitches. And for Xander Schmidt, that is going to be his first walk of the ball game. So Xander has now walked one. Ty Benson comes to the plate next. We're back to the top of the order again. Benson has already got a couple of base hits today, a single and a double. He has scored 2 runs. He's been hit by a pitch, and he's flown out the right. There goes the runner at first base. A throw down there is going to be in time. The pitch was high. And a throw down there by Jamison Cockrell as they started the runner at first base. And he is thrown out down there. So a great job there by Jamison Cockrell. He races the base runner down there at second base, attempting to steal. So the inning is over. Wesco scores no runs on a base hit. No errors and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the 6th inning with a score of Wesco 12, Hastings 3.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct. When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Jonas Schultz coming up there for Hastings. He'll be followed up by Mason Spilenick and Jamison Cockrell. Hastings trailing in the ball game to the Wesco Zephyrs. The score is 12-3. This one's scheduled for nine innings here today. 10-run rule after seven. The pitch comes inside on Jonas Schultz for a ball. So Hastings hanging in there, although they allowed that big inning, 12 runs and eight base hits in the third inning alone for the Wesco Zephyrs. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. So Jonas Schultz leading things off here for Hastings 5 points bank. And the count to him is at two balls and one strike. Here comes the next pitch by Leighton Freeze. It is swung on and a foul tap out in front of the plate. 2-2 the count. Scoreboard here at Cleveland Field is out in the left center field, but shining directly on that scoreboard is the sun. Virtually all the numbers are wiped out of there, but we do know it's 12-3 in favor of Wesco here in this ball game. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be onside for a ball, and it's now three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 the count here to Jonas Schultz. He has walked so far today, and he's also got a base hit. Hastings so far with four hits in the ball game. And there's a baseline ball is given up there by Leighton Freeze, as the next pitch was outside, so Jonas Schultz gets his second walk of the ball game. And that's going to bring up Mason Spilenick next. So Freeze so far today.
Mason Spilenick.
He has now walked three batters. He has struck out two, as Mason Spilenick takes a whack at that one in his swing and a miss. Actually, Leighton Freeze has got three strikeouts. Four strikeouts in the ballgame. So four strikeouts for Leighton Freeze. Three walks. He's given up four base hits. And now the catcher, Jake Schmid, goes out there and has a couple of words with his pitcher, Leighton Freeze. 12-3 is the score. Wesco has got the lead over Hastings 5 points back in this elimination ballgame. The top two teams in this area will head to the state tournament next week in either Omaha or Lincoln. So the winner of this ball game will move on into the state tournament next week. Loser is finished for the season. Next pitch is Spilnick. Has been down low for a ball. It's now one ball and one strike. Hastings with a base runner at first base. That is Jonas Schultz. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for another ball. And it's now two balls and one strike. The Wesco pitching coaches have to be concerned with the tomorrow. They have a potential to play Carney twice. There's the ball that's going to be hit. It's going to be fielded there by the second baseman. He goes to second for one. Over the first base in time. Great double play turn there. The second baseman, Ty Wilson, made a diving grab with the ball. As he dives towards second base, he comes up with it. He flips it to the shortstop. Eric Marino is covering the bag. A quick relay throw over to Ty Dunkel. And they turn an outstanding double play there here in this sixth inning of play. So a great job by second baseman Ty Wilson. First of all, just getting the ball under control there at second base. And having the time to flip it to the shortstop. Marino covering the bag with a quick relay throw to first base. A double play turn there by the Wesco Zephyrs. And now Cockrell comes to the plate next. He sends that one over into foul territory. Go over to the first baseman and he catches the ball. That's Dunkel. Jamison Cockrell fouls out to the first baseman in Ty Dunkel. So Hastings scores no runs in the sixth inning of play. No runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to inning number seven with a score. The Wesco Zephyrs 12, Hastings 3.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider. Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Cleveland Field, American Legion baseball coverage this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. The West Coast Zephyrs out on top of Hastings by a score of 12-3 in this elimination ball game. Kearney runs in the driver's seat here to claim the championship. They will have to be beaten twice tomorrow. They're going to relinquish their crown. They have won this Area 7 tournament 7 years in a row. Meanwhile, down the juniors tournament at Memorial Field in Kearney, Hastings Johnson Imperial Holmes getting set to play the Wesco Express. That in the elimination ball game coming up here at 5 o'clock this afternoon. That game will be followed up by the winner's bracket game between North Platte and Kearney Post 52 as that tournament will continue here for the next 2 nights. Hastings Johnson Imperial Holmes still alive under head coach Russ Kindig over there at Memorial Field. 12-3 is the score here. Hastings is still trailing the West Coast Zephyrs. We were scoreless through the first 2 innings. West Coast scores 12 runs on 8 hits. They send 17 men to the plate in the third inning of play. They have not scored since. Hastings has scored 3 runs in the bottom of the third inning. They have not scored since. And we got a 12-3 ball game right now as we head to the 7th inning of play. Top of the order is due up there for the West Coast Zephyrs. This is Ty Benson. He fouls away this first pitch. 0-1. Benson so far today has been up there quite a bit. He's flown out to center field. He's been hit by a pitch and scored a run. He's had a double to produce a run, and he's also scored a run in that inning. And he had a single in the fourth. So he's officially 2-for-3 in this ball game with 2 runs scored at 1 RBI as he comes up there now here in the 7th inning of play. Standing in the left-hand batter's box, Xander Schmidt continues to work out there for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 1-1 now to Ty Benson here in the top half of the 7th inning. Here's the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit toward right field. Going over is going to be Brady Staten. Staten goes over, and he can't get there. It falls. Staten finally picks it up around the bag at first, and in there at second base with a double is going to be Ty Benson. So Benson leads off the 7th inning of play with a double to right center field. And that's going to bring up Theron Curtis next. Curtis had a base on balls back there in the first inning of play. He was hit by a pitch in the third. Had a 2-run double in the third inning of play. And he flew out to right field in the fourth. So Theron Curtis up there for the 5th time here today. He attempts to bunt and lays this one down, but it's going to be in foul territory as it comes back to the screen. No balls and 1 strike down to Theron Curtis. He had a season batting average of .367. Actually led the team in base hits with 44. Led the team in runs scored with 49. Curtis in the first ball game against Hastings was only 1 out of 5, though. Xander Schmidt goes to work. Here's the next pitch. Squares around the butt, pulls it back, and will take a pitch outside for a ball. 1-1. So Wesco may be playing for that 13th run here, which would give him a 10-run lead. Here comes the next pitch by Xander. It's going to be outside for a ball. Again, Curtis was squaring around the bunt and pulls her back. Charging from first base was Alex Panganiban. Pango's down there at first base. Spelenik at second. Reimer at shortstop. Jonas Schultz is at third base. Karloff, Goldenstein, and Staten in the outfield from left to right. Xander Schmidt looking in for the sign, and now backing out of the batter's box is going to be Theron Curtis. He takes a stroll over here. Now he digs back in there as Xander looks for the sign again from his catcher, Jameson Cockrell. He comes set with a man on at second base. Again, Curtis squares around the bunt, pulls her back here, and will take a pitch inside for a ball. Three balls and one strike. So 3-1 the count here to Theron Curtis. Ty Dunkel would be next, and then Eric Marino. 12-3 is the score. The West Coast Zephyrs are out on top here in this elimination ball game. The winner heads to the state tournament next week. The loser is finished for the season. Xander throws another one into the plate. This can be swung out and fouled tap back to the screen. And now the count is full at 3-2. They can forget about the attempted bunt here from Theron Curtis. He'll be swinging away with a count of 3-2. Here comes the pitch by Xander. That ball is going to be popped up, but it's going to be in foul territory as it gets out of play here. The count remains at 3-2 to Theron Curtis, the left fielder for the West Coast Zephyrs, the team that comes in here with a mark of 34 wins and just 14 losses on the season. Xander again looking for the sign. He's got it. Delivers another one into the plate. That's swung on and foul tap back to the screen. So Curtis hanging in there for the West Coast Zephyrs. The count remains at 3-2. Ty Benson is your base runner down there at second base for Wesco after leading off the inning with a double to right center field. Curtis is ready. Xander Schmidt is ready as he comes center of the mound. Here comes the next pitch, a breaking pitch, and a called third strike, and Curtis knew it. Theron Curtis, he strikes out in the ball game. And for Xander Schmidt, that is going to be strikeout number one in the ball game since he came out in relief back there in the third inning. So Xander Schmidt now with a base on balls, and he's got a strikeout to his credit. Now Ty Dunkel comes to the plate next. One man out here in the seventh inning of play. Dunkel comes up there. He'll take a pitch down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Dunkel has walked so far today, has reached on an error. He's hit a double to produce a run, and he's grounded out once. He's also scored two runs. There's a bouncing ball towards second, fielded there by Spilinick. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Dunkel is retired from second to first. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Ty Benson. Now Eric Marino comes up there next. Marino with a couple of doubles so far today. A couple of RBIs. Two runs scored. He has struck out once, and he's flown out to deep left field. So Eric Marino comes up there 2-for-4 here in this ball game. There's a pitch from Xander Schmidt. That's going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Marino was the winning pitcher yesterday as he shut down North Platte by a score of 9-1 through a three-hitter against the Platters, eliminating North Platte. There's a high fly ball as he pops it up over here. Foul territory, Cockrell goes over, and Cockrell can't make the catch. But Jamison Cockrell again cannot handle the high fly ball over here in the foul territory. Gives new life to Eric Marino. We're in the top half of the seventh inning here today. This one's scheduled for 9, the elimination ball game. All the rest of the Legion baseball games will be 9 innings from here on out, including the state tournament. 10-run rule after 7 innings, and right now the score is 12-3. Wesco has got the lead over Hastings. And here comes the next pitch to Eric Marino. That ball is going to be down low for a ball. The count now in Marino is sitting at 2-1. There's two men out here in the 7th inning of play. With the 13th run down there at third base, here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside for another ball. 3-1. Xander Schmidt wanted to know where that one was at as his arms are straight out there. So 3-1. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low. Now the ball gets away from Cockrell. Coming down and scoring on the play is going to be Benson. Cockrell got the ball and got it to Xander Schmidt here at the plate. He applies the tag, but it was not in time as Benson comes in to score. Eric Marino gets a base on balls there. He hits down to first, and then Cockrell cannot handle the pitch. It got away from him. And Ty Benson scores on the pass ball from Cockrell. So now it's a 13-3 ball game.
Third baseman, number 13.
Down there at first base is going to be Eric Marino. He gets a base on balls. That's going to be the second walk given up by Xander Schmidt. Austin Murphy comes to the plate next. There's a pitch way upstairs. 1-0. So now it's a 13-3 ball game, and a man is on down there at first base. That's Eric Marino. The 13th run coming in to score here in the seventh inning. That's the first time Wesco has scored since the third. There's a ball that's hitting the gap in right center field. Around the bag at second on his way to third is going to be Reno. He's going to be waved home. And pulling up at second base is going to be Austin Murphy. So he drives home a run with a double to right center field. That brings home Eric Marino. That makes it a 14-3 ball game now.
Number 35, Bo Lofig.
Bo Lofig comes to the plate next. So Austin Murphy, he gets his second double of the day. That's his third base hit off of the Hastings pitching staff. So Lofig comes up there next. And the first pitch by Xander Schmidt is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Lofig has struck out once, reached on a fielder's choice. He's reached on an error, and he's flown out to right field. 0-4 so far today. Next pitch from Xander comes in there, and skipping away from that one is Lofig. That's two balls and no strikes. So Wesco has tacked on two more runs here in the seventh inning of play. It's 14-3 now in favor of the Wesco Zephyrs over Hastings, 5 points back in this elimination ball game. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball, and it's 3-0. Three balls and no strikes here to Ben Lofig. Ty Wilson would be next. Xander working from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch. Right down the pipe there, taken all the way was Lofig, and the count is at 3-1. Hastings entering this ball game 17-27-1 on the year. Next pitch is going to be hit to left field. Karloff is out there, and Karloff's going to make the catch, and the inning is over. Lofig flies out to left field, but the Wesco Zephyrs, they scored two runs here in the seventh inning of play. Two runs on a couple of base hits, no errors on Hastings, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh with a score. The Wesco Zephyrs 14, Hastings 3.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we move to the bottom of the seventh inning. There's a 10-run rule after seven, so Hastings will need at least two runs here to continue this ball game. And Hastings will have 8-9-1 in the batting order to come up here. That's Alex Panganiban, Kyle Goldenstein, and we'll see Brady Staten. Staying out there is Leighton Fries as he continues to throw here for the Wesco Zephyrs. As he throws one in there, there's a ground ball that's going to get through there for a base hit into center field. Picked up out there by Dylan Buskell, so Hastings leads off this seventh inning of play with a single to center field. Center field. Now coming to the plate will be Kyle Goldenstein. Goldenstein, he is struck out back there in inning number three. He had a single in the fourth inning of play, but then he was immediately picked off by the pitcher, Fries. Fries throws one in the plate. He's going to actually skip to the catcher down there in the Jake Schmid. One ball and no strikes. So Hastings now with a total of five base hits in the ball game. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. It's now 2-0. 14-3 is the score. The Wesco Zephyrs have the lead. Hastings with a base runner on at first base. That is Panganiban. Next ball is going to be inside for another ball. That's now 3-0 here to Kyle Goldenstein. Brady Staten is due up there next. He's out there in the on-deck circle. Leighton Fries looks in for the sign. He's got it. Comes set. Looks at the runner at first. Throws into the plate. This could be in there for a strike. Has now 3-1. 3-1 to count here to Goldenstein. Goldenstein was 0-4 in the area tournament coming into the ball game today. He's 0-2. Actually, a 1-2 so far today. Next pitch can be fouled back to the screen. And now the count is sitting at 3-2. Kyle Goldenstein trying to keep things going here for Hastings with a base runner out at first base. Freeze's next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So Hastings with a couple of base runners now here in the seventh inning of play. That's going to be walk number four in the ball game for Leighton Fries. And now here comes the head coach for the Wesco Zephyrs. I think we're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Wesco, as they don't want to burn any more pitching than they have to, I'm sure. Leighton Fries is going to be done for the day. We will take a break. The score is Wesco 14, Hastings 3. You're listening to Legion Baseball coverage on 1230 KHIS.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at HastingsFamilyChiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Leighton Fries, he's going to go six innings here today. He's going to give up five hits, three runs. Leighton Fries, he walks four. And coming on to pitch for him now is going to be Ty Wilson, the second baseman. So Ty Wilson is going to face Brady Staten now. The score is 14-3. Wesco has got the lead. Wilson is going to throw a strike here. So no balls and one strike. Hastings with base runners at first and second. Alex Paganiban is down there at second base, and Kyle Goldenstein is on at the first base as Ty Wilson throws a breaking pitch to the plate. He's going to be in there for another strike. No balls and two strikes now to Brady Staten. Staten had a walk. He's been hit by a pitch, and he has struck out once. So he's officially 0 for 1 in this ball game today, 1 for 6 for the area tournament. Next pitch is swung on, hit toward right field. Coming on, and that's going to fall for a base hit right in front of Ty Benson, and Hastings has the bases loaded. Brady Staten gets a base hit here. Moving over to third base, and the play is going to be Paganiban. Goldenstein is on at second base. Brady Staten is on at first base now for Hastings Five Points Bank. And that's going to bring up Will Reimer next. Reimer's laid down his sacrifice. He's had a single in the third, scored a run in that inning. He's lined out to the second baseman. He's 1 for 2 so far in this ball game, 4 for 10. For the area tournament so far, he's going to take a pitch down low for a ball here. One ball and no strikes. Nobody out for Hastings here in the bottom half of the seventh. That's when scheduled for 9 here today. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for another ball. So two balls and no strikes now to Reimer. Hastings scored all three of their runs in the third inning today. They have not scored since. Here comes the next pitch. It's a fastball that hits the outside corner for a strike. And it is now two balls and one strike to Will Reimer, the number two hitter in the batting order here for Steve Illingworth, and Hastings Five Points Bank. Here's the wind in the pitch by Wilson. That's going to be a fastball. It's going to be up high for another ball, and it's now three balls in one strike. 14-3 is the score. Hastings is trailing here in the ball game. Here comes the next pitch by Wilson. That's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks in a run. So a base on balls is given up there by Ty Wilson. That's going to bring Paganiban to the plate. Now it's a 14-4 ball game in favor of the Wesco Zephyrs. Moving over to third base on a play is Goldenstein. Staten is now on at second. Will Reimer is on at first base. Xander Schmidt comes to the plate next for Hastings, the pitcher. He had a three-run homer back there in inning number three. There's a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike to Xander Schmidt. Bases are loaded here for Hastings in the seventh inning of play. Next pitch by Ty Wilson is another breaking pitch that's hit down the line, but in foul territory. Third base side, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Karloff would be next. 14-4 is the score. Hastings is trailing here in the ballgame. Xander Schmidt takes a look at the next pitch. He sends that one to deep left field. Going back, and making the catch out there is the left fielder tagging up from third base and scoring on the play. It's going to be Goldenstein. So Theron Curtis makes a nice catch on the ball out there in left field. But Xander Schmidt produces the run, is tagging up from third base and scoring on the play. It's going to be Goldenstein. So Hastings has planted two runs here in the seventh inning. The other two runners stay at second and first, respectively. That is Brady Staten and also Will Reimer. There's now two outs in the inning as Matt Karloff comes to the plate next. So now it's a 14-5 ball game in favor of Wesco here in this seventh inning of play. As Matt Karloff comes to the plate next, he is 0-3 so far today. Karloff winning here in the right-hand batter's box. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Karloff has grounded out once. He has struck out once, and he has fouled out once. All to the first baseman. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike to Karloff. Jonas Schultz would be next. Karloff was 4-for-7 at the plate in the first two games for Hastings Five Points Bank. So looking for his first hit of the ball game here in this one. There's a big high fastball and a big swing and a miss by Karloff. It's 1-2. Nope, that's going to be a strikeout. That should have been two strikes on the board there. Karloff, he strikes out. So strikeout number one in the ball game for Ty Wilson. Now Jonas Schultz comes to the plate next. Jonas Schultz so far today has walked and he has singled. And he has walked again. So a couple of walks and a single. As he waits on the pitch here, it's going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. So Ty Wilson now throwing out there for the Wesco Zephyrs on in relief for the starter in Leighton Freeze today. Here comes the next pitch, swung on. It's going to be hit in foul territory, first base side. The count on Jonas Schultz is now at one ball and one strike. Mason Spilenick would be next for Hastings. Jonah digs in from the right-hand side again. Ty Wilson, quick throw to first base. The first baseman would have been over there. Probably would have had the Will Reimer picked off of the bag there. Dunkel playing behind the runner and made a last-second move to the bag at first. Reimer with a big lead. Here comes the pitch to the plate. A breaking pitch is in there for a strike. One ball and two strikes now to Jonah Schultz. American Legion baseball action today here on 1230 KHAS. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Hastings trailing 14-5. Next pitch is a high fastball that misses up around the brim of the batter's cap there. And count goes to two balls and two strikes on Jonas Schultz. Outfield pretty much straight away here for Jonah. Here comes the next pitch by Ty Wilson. A breaking pitch that just misses inside, and the count goes to three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 the count now to Jonas Schultz as he bats here in the seventh inning of play. The seventh guy to come to the plate here for Hastings Five Points Bank here in this inning. And now a throw to second base, and that was close again as the second baseman slid over there. They're trying to pick off Brady Staten. That's Jackson Hines that is now in the ball game at second base. The mound. There's the next pitch that comes inside, and he walks him. So a base on ball is given up now, and now Hastings got the bases loaded again. State moves down to third base into play. Reimer is on at second. Jonas Schultz gets a walk. That's going to be the second walk of the ball game for Ty Wilson. There's two men out. Mason Spilnick comes to the plate next. It's a 14-5 ball game. Hastings is trailing here in the contest. They got the bases loaded here now in the seventh inning of play. Mason Spilnick fouls away this pitch back to the screen. And the count on Mason is sitting at one ball and one strike. So Hastings looking for a big inning, much like Wesco had back during the third when they had 12 runs and 8 hits in one inning alone. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside and down low for a ball. Two balls and one strike on Spilnick. Jamison Cockrell will be next. Hastings trying to stay alive here in this Area 7 baseball tournament with a win here this afternoon. Wynn will also get him into the state tournament next week. Here's the next pitch. Hit over the head of the second baseman. That's Hins. One run scores. Here comes the second one to the plate as the throw comes in. And Hastings is going to have runners at first and third. Mason Spilnick gets a single to drive home a couple of runs here for Hastings. Coming in to score from third base on the play is going to be Brady Staten. Coming around from second base to score is going to be Will Reimer. And moving over to third base on the play is going to be Jonas Schultz. And now Hastings has got runners at first and third base here in the seventh inning of the play with two men out. It's now a 14-6 ball game in favor of Wesco as Jameson Cockrell comes to the plate next. There's two men out as Cockrell will take a pitch here for a strike. No balls and one strike. We're in the seventh inning of play here today. This one's scheduled for 9. No balls and one strike to Cockrell. Here comes the next pitch. Swung out and missed. No balls and two strikes now to Jameson Cockrell. He is the ninth man to come to the plate here. So a two-run single for Mason Spelnick has pulled Hastings closer here in the seventh inning of play. 0-2 is the count to Cockrell. Here comes the next pitch. A called third strike, and he strikes him out. Strikeout number two in the ball game for Ty Wilson, and the inning is over. But Hastings will continue this ball game as they score four runs in the seventh inning of play on three base hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We go to inning number 8. With a score, the West Coast Zephyrs 14, Hastings 6.
People everywhere are having lame summers, like Dan.
Hey, Dan, what'd you do last night?
Dude, I spent all night staring at that stain on the carpet. You think it looks more like an eagle riding an escalator or a janitor mopping the floor with an upside-down troll?
Lame, and like Steve.
Hey, Steve, what's up?
Okay, I woke up and then, wait, let me think. Okay, I woke up and then, yeah, I just kept being awake and now I'm here.
Also lame. And Pete, too.
Hey, Pete, what'd you do this weekend?
Oh, man, it was killer. I met Dale Jr. We totally hung out, and I got tickets to his race. Oh, hang on a second. Dale's calling me. DEJ.
Hey, Pete. Really lame. Wait, that's actually really awesome. Make your summer epic with Mountain Dew Iconic Summer. Collect codes from specially marked packages of Dew for a chance to unlock thousands of prizes, including exclusive Dew swag, camping gear, or even a meet and greet with Dale Earnhardt Jr. Go to IconicSummer.com and get started. No purchase necessary. Promotion ends August 10th, 2013. Visit IconicSummer.com for official rules and details.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Cleveland Field. I think it said 14-6. It should be 14-7. Hastings is trailing the ball game as they score four runs there in the seventh inning of play on three base hits. So 14-7 is now the score as we head to inning number 8 here this afternoon. And Xander Schmidt is going to continue to throw out there for Hastings. He came on in the third inning of play. If you're just joining us, it was a disastrous third inning today. Last night it was the first when Carney Runza scored 8 runs against Hastings in the first inning. Today it was the third inning for Wesco as they send 17 men to the plate in the third inning alone. They scored 12 runs on 8 base hits. Wesco adding 2 more runs in the seventh inning of play. Hastings doing their damage. They scored 3 runs in the third. They came back with 4 runs in the last half of an inning. They're in the bottom of the seventh, so this game continues to lumber on here as we move to inning number 8. Xander Schmidt still out there for Hastings. Ty Wilson now comes to the plate here for the Wesco Zephyrs. Wilson is now the pitcher for Wesco. The pitch is going to be outside from Xander Schmidt. So the count is sitting at 2 balls and no strikes here to Ty Wilson. Here comes the next one to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. That's 3 balls and no strikes. Kyle Goldenstein got the start for Hastings this afternoon, lasted 2 1/3. Alex Panganiban pitched to 3 batters. Xander Schmidt's been out there ever since. Next pitch is going to be a fastball. It's going to be right down the pipe there, and it's now 3 balls and 1 strike to Ty Wilson. Got 7, 8, and 9 in the batting order here for the West Coast Zephyrs. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be popped up. It's going to be in shallow right field. Coming out is going to be Staten, and Staten makes the catch. So Brady Staten grabs the ball out there in right field. Ty Wilson will fly out to him. Jake Schmid comes up there next. He is the catcher for the West Coast Zephyrs. So far today, he has flown out to left field. He's been hit by a pitch, scored a run. Fielder's choice, and he's hit into a double play. So he's got no base hits so far in this ball game today. 1-for-4 in the ball game against Hastings on Friday. Very first pitch, he sends that one out to center field. Goldenstein looks up and grabs the ball. So Schmidt, he's going to fly out to center. So two up, two down here for the Wesco Zephyrs. That's going to bring up Dylan Buskell next. So Dylan Buskell comes to the plate next. He is the center fielder for Wesco. He is still looking for his first base hit of the ball game. He's grounded out once. Popped one back to the pitcher. Popped one to the shortstop and also has got a base on balls. He takes a strike here, nothing and one. Other than the third inning, Hastings has pretty well kept his team under control, but boy, when you give up 12 runs in one inning, it's hard to come back from. Wesco has scored just two other runs. That was in the seventh inning. Next pitch is going to be fouled away here at the plate, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes to Dylan Buskell. We're in the eighth inning of play. There's two men out. Hastings is trailing in the ball game now by a score of 14-7. Here's the next pitch. That one just misses. Has now one ball and two strikes. Buskell the other day against Hastings, 0-for-3 against Mason Spilenick and Hastings 5 points bank. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. It's 2-2. This is the team that Hastings played on Friday night in the opening round of this tournament. Hastings beat him by a score of 5-1. Here's the next pitch, a call on third strike, and he strikes him out. So that's going to be strikeout number two in the ball game for Xander Schmidt since he came on in relief. And Wesco goes down in order in the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth with a score. Wesco 14, Hastings 7.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Val and Joel said, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Perform your preventative maintenance at Kirshner's. Oil changes, tire rotations, tune-ups, and the hard jobs, too. Use one of our cars while you run errands, and we'll take care of the rest. For quality used cars, rentals, or auto maintenance, come see Val and Joel at Kirshner's Auto Corner, located on the corner of Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings comes to the plate now here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. 14-7 is the score. The West Coast Zephyrs out on top of Hastings 5 points bank today. Alex Panganiban is going to come to the plate next. This is the exact same spot that we started the last inning. Hastings was able to score four runs, so maybe we can double our action here as Alex Panganiban comes to the plate. The first pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Here comes the second one. It's going to be down low for another ball. Alex Panganiban, he had a fly ball to center field that was caught, flew out to center his first time up here in the second inning, hit by a pitch in the fourth, and he had a single. It's off the seventh inning of play. So he's 1-for-2 today. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Inside on Panganiban, it hits the corner. Two balls and one strike. So 2-1 to count. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning here today in this elimination ball game of the Area 7 baseball tournament. Next pitch is going to be popped up, but it's going to get out of play. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes. Panganiban was 1 out of 8 in the first two ball games for Hastings. He is 1-for-2 today. He's 2-for-10 here in the area tournament so far. Here comes the next pitch in on the ground. It's going to be in foul territory. Right on by the third base coach down there for Hastings. That's Dave Illingworth. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. 14-7 is the score. Just joining us again, it was a big third inning. 12 runs and 8 hits for the West Coast Zephyrs. 17 guys came to the plate. Ground ball toward Hines at second base. He gets it over to first. That's going to be in time. Alex Panganiban is going to be retired into play from second to first. One man out here in the eighth inning. And that's going to bring up Kyle Goldenstein next. Goldenstein, he started on the mound today. Then went out to left field for a while. Now playing out in center field for Hastings. Golden Saints struck out once, had a single in the fourth, base on balls in the seventh inning of play. He scored a run. He's been also picked off of the base pads once. As the first pitch comes in there, it's going to be high. One ball and no strikes to Kyle Goldenstein, batting in the number nine position today. Racing's 5 points back. Next pitch is a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there. One ball and one strike. Good count on hand here today, but Wesco has been in complete control of this game since about the third inning. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, back out of play. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes to Kyle Goldenstein. So Kyle looks it down at the third base coach. Nothing on for Dave Ellingworth as he's standing with his hands on his hips down there. Here's the next pitch, a breaking pitch that just misses. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes now to Goldenstein. Brady Staten is due up there next, and then Will Reimer. Hastings trying to get something going here in this eighth inning of play. The next pitch is a fastball. It's going to be popped up. It gets out of play. And the count remains at two balls and two strikes here to Kyle Goldenstein. Goldenstein digs back in here in the right-hand batter's box, takes a little practice swing or two. And here comes the next pitch from Ty Wilson. That's going to be inside for a ball, and it's now three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 the count here to Kyle Goldenstein as Hastings looks to inch closer here. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and he strikes out. Goldenstein goes after an outside and pitch that was down low. That's going to be strikeout number three in the ball game now for Ty Wilson.
Now batting for Hastings.
And now coming up there is going to be Brady Staten. So strikeout number three in the ball game for Ty Wilson since he came on that last inning. Brady Staten so far has walked. He's been hit by a pitch. He has struck out once, and he is singled. Fouls away this first pitch. Nothing and one. So no balls and one strike now to Brady Staten. Starting pitcher today was Leighton Freeze for the Wesco Zephyrs. As the next pitch comes in there, it's going to be down low for balls now, 1-1. Two men out here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Hastings trailing by a score of 14-7 here in this one. Next pitch is going to be down low as that one actually hits out in front of the plate. It skips to the catcher and Jake Schmid. So it's now two balls and one strike to Brady Staten. Staten 1 out of 5 in the first two ball games here today in the area tournament. Standing with a club in hand. Here comes the next pitch. He pops this one up. It's going to head out to center field, though, and grabbing the ball out there for the easy out is going to be Busco, and the inning is over as Hastings goes down in order in the eighth inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We have played eight. The score, it's Hastings trailing the Wesco Zephyrs. Wesco 14, Hastings 7.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Hastings, 5 points back, trailing in this ball game now by a score of 14-7. As we enter inning number 9 here tonight, or this afternoon. And coming up there for the Wesco Zephyrs, we're going to have the top of the order. Xander Schmidt is going to stay out there for Hastings. So this is the top of the ninth inning. Ty Benson, Theron Curtis, and Ty Dunkel is coming up there. Benson has been up there 5 times already today. He had a double back there the last time he was up there in the seventh. Also got a single. He had another double in the third. He's been hit by a pitch once, and he's flown out to center field. So he's had three base hits already today, 3 for 4, and he has scored 3 runs in the leadoff spot. Benson was 0 for 5 against Hastings the first time around. And the count to him is a 1-1 as the second pitch is in there for a strike from Xander Schmidt. Xander rocks and fires. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's now 2 balls and 1 strike. Hastings wants to have any chance in the ninth inning, the bottom of the inning. They're going to have to hold Wesco scoreless here. Can ill afford to give up any runs here. There's a strike delivered up there by Xander. Now the count is even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 14-7 is the score. The Wesco Zephyrs here in the elimination game. I've got the lead. Here's the next pitch. It could be down low for a ball, and he walks him. Xander Schmidt walks a guy here in the ninth inning of play.
Now batting for Wesco. Left-fielder.
And that's going to bring up
number 15, Robarola.
That's going to bring up the left fielder, who is now a new man in there for Wesco. We're going to see some new people come to the plate here. That's going to be Ro Garola is up to the plate now, as he's going to bat here in inning number 9. As Garola comes into the plate next, he played the other night against Hastings. He was 1 for 4. He takes a pitch down low for a ball here. And it is now 2 balls and no strikes to Garola. Man is on at first base. That's the third walk that Xander Schmidt has given up since he came on in relief. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. So Xander, he's been around the plate most of the time since he's been out there. Xander working from the stretch now with a base runner out at first base. Here's the next pitch to Garola. That's going to be outside for a ball. And it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Garola, batting here in the ninth inning of play for the Wesco Zephyrs. Right-handed hitter working against the right-hander in Xander Schmidt. Next pitch is going to be popped up and gets out of play. So the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 3 walks for Xander Schmidt. His third one being over there at first base. That's Ty Benson. Here's the next pitch to Garola. He sends that one out to right field. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up there by Brady Staten. So Garola comes on. And it gets a base hit there for Wesco. And now they got base runners on at first and second base here in the ninth inning of play. Coming up there next is going to be Ty Dunkel.
Batting for Wesco.
Ty first Dunkel so far. He has walked in the ball game. He's reached on an error. He had a double in the third to produce a run. He's grounded out twice. So he has scored a couple of times as well. Ty Dunkel in this number 3 position. And there's a pitch by Xander. It's going to be up high. A little bit inside. It's now 1 ball and 0 strikes to Ty Dunkel. 14-7 is the score. Wesco has got the lead. They have nobody out here in the top half of the ninth inning. Next pitch is going to be right down the pipe there. A called strike, and it's now 1 ball and 1 strike to Ty Dunkel. Eric Marino, the shortstop, is due up next, and he's out on the on-deck circle here for the Wesco Zephyrs. Next pitch, bouncing ball towards short, fielded there by Reimer. He goes to second base for one, over to first base in time, double play. So a double play turn there by Hastings 5 points Bank, a 6-4-3 double play. Moving over to third base into play is going to be Ty Benson. So now there's 2 men out here in the ninth inning. Still a 14-7 ball game as Eric Marino comes to the plate next.
Number 21, Eric Marino.
Eric Marino so far in the ball game, he's had a couple of base hits, couple of doubles, 2 RBIs. He has scored 3 runs. He has walked once, and he has struck out once. He will take a strike here, and it's nothing and one to Eric Marino. 366, he had a batting average during the year. Marino is getting the job done here for Wesco against Hastings in this elimination ball game. Next pitch is lying down the left field side. It's going to be in foul territory. Almost took the head off of Ty Benson, who is standing at the bag at third base for Wesco. Dodges out of the way of that one, and it's now a 2 balls and 2 strikes to Eric Marino. Hastings trailing in this contest in this elimination ball game. Xander Schmidt trying to get us back to the dugout. There's the ball that's going to be outside. The ball gets away from Cockrell and running in from third base and scoring into play is going to be Ty Benson. So a wild pitch delivered up there by the pitcher for Hastings. That's Xander Schmidt. As the 15th run comes in to score now. Makes it a 15-7 ball game in favor of the West Coast Zephyrs. And the count here on Marino is 1-2. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. It's now 2-2. After the ball game today, we'll name our player of the game. We'll have our coaches post-game show before we get out of here. Eric Marino has a count of 2-2. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be inside for another ball. And it's now 3-2. So one run in for Wesco here in this ninth inning. They have dominated the ball game here. It's now a 15-7 campaign here for the Wesco Zephyrs. As the next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. 4 walks now for Xander Schmidt. Heading down to the bag at first is going to be Marino. Now coming to the plate next is going to be Austin Murphy.
Third baseman, number 13.
Austin Murphy's flown out to center field. A single to produce a run in the third. He had a double in the third inning of play as well as he sends that one out to center. And it's going to be caught there by a center fielder, Goldenstein, and the inning is over. So the first pitch, Murphy sends her out to center. And he's retired on the play, but Wesco comes up with one run in that ninth inning of play. One base hit, no errors on Hastings, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth with a score. Wesco 15, Hastings 7.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
We head to the bottom of the ninth inning here this afternoon. Hastings will have to kind of pull a rabbit out of their hat today. 15-7 is the score in the final at-bat here. As Will Reimer comes to the plate for Hastings, we got 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order. There's a ground ball towards shortstop. Fielded there by Marino, and he bobbles the ball, and it's going to be an error chalked up there. On the shortstop for the West Coast Zephyrs, Eric Marino. He was charging with the ball, trying to move to his left at the same time, trying to scoop her up there. And an error is going to be chalked up there on the Marino and the West Coast Zephyrs as Hastings gets a base runner here at the bottom of the ninth inning. Here comes Xander Schmidt to the plate next. Xander's been moved around a little bit position-wise, but he's done a good job of the mound as of late. Sends that one down the line. That's going to be in foul territory. In foul territory by the third base bag down there. So Xander comes back. That was close. No balls and 1 strike now to Xander Schmidt. Base runner is on at first. Hastings will need 8 runs here in this ninth inning to continue this thing here today. This is the elimination ball game of the Area 7 baseball tournament from Cleveland Field in Scotts Bluff. Here's a breaking pitch that's going to miss inside, and the count goes to 1-1. 1-1 the count here. Winner will play the Kearney Runza squad tomorrow afternoon, 5 o'clock local time. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a strike outside. On the outside corner, 1-2 to Xander Schmidt. Xander, he had a 3-run homer back there in the third inning of play, left center field. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on and fouled back to the screen. And the count remains at 1-2. So Will Reimer is down there at first base for Hastings. Xander Schmidt at the plate with a count of 1-2. Matt Karloff anxiously waiting here in the on-deck circle. He retrieves the foul ball back here at the screen. And here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen again. So 1-2 here to Xander Schmidt. If Hastings can get something going, we'll also see Jonas Schultz and Mason Spilnick here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Last hope here to keep the season alive for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Here comes the next pitch by Wilson. It hits him. So on a 1-2 pitch, Ty Wilson hits Xander Schmidt. He heads down to first base on the play now. Heading down to second is going to be Will Reimer. So base runners on at first and second base now here in the ninth inning, as Matt Karloff will come to the plate next. Karloff, he is about due here in this one. He's 0-for-4 in this ball game. Karloff was 4-for-7 coming into the contest today after the first two games. Karloff, he has grounded out once. He has struck out once. He's fouled out once. He has struck out again. Now you'll see Ty Wilson out there, the pitcher for Wesco. He throws a strike on the outside corner, nothing and one. Nobody out for Hastings here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. They're trailing by 8 runs. 15-7 is the score. Here comes the next pitch, a little check swing. Did Karloff go around with it? They appeal down to the base umpire. They say no. So 1-1 now to Matt Karloff as he nearly pulled the trigger on an outside pitch there. 1-1 the count to the first baseman for Hastings, Karloff. Ty Wilson looks at the runner at second base, fires another one there. It's going to be fouled away. 1-2 now to Karloff. Jonas Schultz standing in the on-deck circle down there for Hastings. Mason Spilinick will be in the hole. If Scotts Bluff wins this ballgame, they'll qualify for the state tournament for the third year in a row. Omid Carney runs it tomorrow in the championship ball game. Here comes the breaking pitch, and that one just misses. Some oohs and ahs from the crowd again as that one just misses on to Karloff. And the count is now sitting at 2-2 here to the number 4 hitter in the batting order, and Matt Karloff. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. That ball is going to be popped up. It's going to come over here toward the first base side. It's going to be falling to the turf. The catcher, Jake Schmid, trying to get over here for the Wesco Zephyrs, but couldn't chase her down. So a foul ball there, and Matt Karloff will have new life. And the count of 2-2 here. Hastings with 2 base runners on. Schmidt is down there at first base. Will Reimer is on at second base. Here comes the 2-2 pitch now from Ty Wilson. That's going to be outside. Now the ball gets away from the catcher, Schmid, and the runners will advance one. So we're going to have a full count of 3-2 now. Hastings with base runners on at second and third base. A pass ball or a wild pitch from Schmid or Wilson, whichever you prefer. And it's going to be Karloff now looking at a count of 3-2. Nobody out for Hastings. Here's the next pitch. Swung on and it's going to be tapped foul down the third baseline. Sneaking away from that one was Reimer, who's standing on the bag at third. The count remains at 3-2 to Matt Karloff. Nobody out for Hastings here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Wilson looking in for this sign. He's got it. The full windup now from Tyler. There's a ball hit toward third, fielded there by Murphy. His throw is to first base. That's going to be in time. The runners stay put. So Karloff grounds out to the third baseman here in this ninth inning of play. And now Jonas Schultz comes up there next. Schultz, he has walked so far today. He's had a single, and he has walked 2 more times. So he has walked 3 times in the game, and he has had a single. So officially today is 1-for-1 in the ball game. Taps that one toward third again. Murphy's going to try his luck again. He goes over to first base. That's in time. That was a slow roller off of the bat of Jonas Schultz. Tap down to the third baseman, Austin Murphy. And now it's going to bring up Mason Spilinick next.
How about in for Hastings? Second baseman.
Coming up there next is Spilinick. He's laid down a sacrifice. He's grounded out once. He's hit into a double play, and he's had a 2-run single. He sends that one out to right field. This could be the ball game as Ty Benson looks up there, grabs the ball, and the inning is over. And the season is over for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Hastings beaten this afternoon by the Wesco Zephyrs. Final score of 15-7 here in the ball game as Hastings drops this one. And their season is over. As we total up the final numbers in the ball game here today, we'll come back and check numbers, get to the final stats as we continue with Legion Baseball coverage on 1230 KHAS.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in Scott's Bluff. The season is over. Hastings 5 points back drops this one here in the elimination ball game to the Wesco Zephyrs. Final score of 15-7 today. Wesco scoring 15 runs on 13 base hits. They commit one error. Hastings with 7 runs, 7 hits, and 3 errors. Obviously, the disaster was the third inning where Wesco comes up with 12 runs and 8 base hits in that inning alone. They added 2 more in the 7th, 1 more in the 9th inning of play. Hastings, they scored 3 runs in the 3rd, came back with 4 runs in the 7th inning of play. But well, when you give up that many runs in one inning, it's tough to come back. And Hastings drops one here today to the Wesco Zephyrs, 15-7. Wesco qualifies for the state tournament next week in either Omaha or Lincoln. They will play Kearney Runza tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock our time. They'll have to beat Kearney twice in order to win the Area 7 tournament. If not, Kearney wins it for the 8th straight year. Wesco is now 35-14 on the season. Hastings is going to end the year with a mark of 17 wins, 28 losses, and 1 tie. Kyle Goldenstein, the starting pitcher for Hastings today, went 2 1/3 innings, gave up 7 runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, 3 hit batters. Alex Panganiban came in. He threw the 3 batters and gave up 2 hits and 2 runs. And then Xander Schmidt threw the final 6 1/3 innings today for Hastings. He gives up 6 runs, 8 hits, had a couple of walks and also a strikeout. Gave up 3 walks and had a strikeout. Leighton Freeze was the winning pitcher for the Wesco Zephyrs. He went 6 innings today and gave up 5 hits and 3 runs and had 4 walks in the ball game. But Wesco really controlled the ball game today. They win it by the score of 15-7. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Legion Baseball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our postgame report is up next on KHAS Radio, 1230 AM.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Beat the summer heat with great deals on summer sportswear from Gary Michaels Clothiers. Now through the end of July, all summer sportswear for guys and gals is 25% off, including Tommy Bahama, Forsyth, and Cutter and Buck. For the career guys that have to dress the part, Gary Michaels Clothiers has summer suits and sports coats all at 25% off. There's a lot of summer left, so hurry down to Gary Michaels Clothiers Summer Sale, located in downtown Hastings. Open late on Thursdays and Saturday till 4.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Check us out at hastingstribune.com.
Back here in Scott's Bluff again, the season is over for Hastings as Wesco beats Hastings 5 points back, 15-7. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Hastings 7 base hits in the ball game tonight. Brady Staten had a hit. Will Reimer had a base hit. Xander Schmidt had a 3-run home run in the third inning of play. Also picking up hits, Jonas Schultz and Morgan Mason Spilnick. Also, Alex Panganiban and Kyle Goldenstein all with base hits today. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game today for Hastings 5 Points Bank will be Xander Schmidt. He had a 3-run homer in the third inning of play and then threw the final 6 in the third innings for Hastings on the mound and trying to stop the bleeding there from West Coast or the West Coast Zephyrs. But Hastings falling today by a score of 15-7 to West Coast, and their season ends 17-28-1. Xander Schmidt will be our player of the game today for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online, hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. The Coach's Postgame Show is up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, here's KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
All right, back here in Scott's Bluff, it was the West Coast Zephyrs over the Hastings 5 Points Bank squad this afternoon, 15-7. The final score is head coach Steve Illingworth will join us in the postgame. And, Coach, once again, one bad inning today. Other than that, I thought we kind of kept these guys under check.
Yeah, it was, you know, we come here and we our two games we lose, we have two nightmare innings, and we had a nightmare inning. I don't remember an inning like that. Coaching, 12 runs, absolutely everything that could go wrong did go wrong. And, you know, I told my players afterwards, I said, you know, I'm really proud of you guys because a lot of baseball teams, when it's 12-0, would have folded their tent and went home, and we'd have been out of here in 7 innings, and it would have been real ugly. But they didn't. They came back, and they fought and tried to get back in it. And, you know, so I told them, you know, that's the way life is. And when life kicks you in the teeth like that, you got to react the way you did today, and that's to keep battling and keep doing the right thing. And that's what they did today.
Kyle, he threw pretty well for the first 2 innings, I thought, and then just ran into trouble in the third. And once the floodgates opened, they opened.
Yeah, I mean, that inning, he gets the first guy 0-2 and throws a curveball and hits him in the ankle, and he gets on, and then I think he hit the next guy. And then base hits started falling, and, you know, and the other part about this game that you got to give Scott's Bluff credit, they made some great defensive plays today in situations where, you know, we might add 4 or 5 more runs. But an infield of theirs made some really good plays today. So it's a combination. That inning just killed us. In baseball, 12 runs is pretty hard to overcome. But again, I can't be prouder of my guys for not quitting. They fought and you know, did their best, and that's all I can ask of them.
Playing a team for the second time in 3 days is equally tough. We kind of talked about that during pregame tonight.
Yeah, you know, and I was kind of wary of this game because we beat them on their home field 5-1 on Friday night, and it started out pretty well, and then, you know, that one inning just absolutely killed us. We won the rest of the game. That one inning was the difference.
So Hastings finishes their season 17-28-1, and like you and I talked about earlier, maybe not the season you really anticipated out of this group, but you picked up some good wins throughout the year.
Yeah, you know, I think I told you once before in the winter, if you'd asked me what we'd have out of this group, I really expected a 30-35-win regular season with all the guys we had coming back and the way they performed last year. And then, you know, on the first at-bat Xander had of the season, he pulls his hamstring. And before that even happened, Graham Snyder tore his hamstring, didn't play an inning. And then after X went down, it was just one injury after another. You know, and I told the guys, you know, this was a tough year, but I hope you learned something from it, that you kind of fight through this adversity. And your question was, did we have some good wins? We did have some good wins. We were 2-1 against Grand Island this year, and we beat the Papillion South, who I think is one of the best teams in the state. And, you know, we beat Lincoln North Star, and they were a very fine ball club. So, you know, it was a tough year all around, but I couldn't be prouder of my guys for not laying down, and they just fought all year.
Okay. Congratulations, Coach. Fine season. We'll get on the road.
Okay. Thank you very much for your coverage.
Yep. Stephen Lingworth, the head coach for Hastings Five Points Bank. We'll take our final timeout. We'll come back right after this.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Wesco is scoring 15 runs, 13 base hits, one error today. Hastings with 7 runs, 7 hits, and 3 errors. The big inning was inning number 3, 12 runs and 8 hits for Wesco, as Hastings allowed 17 men to come to the plate in that third inning alone, and Wesco goes on to win. Hastings goes 1-2 here in the area tournament. Their season is over now. Their mark at 17-28-1. Wesco will head to the state tournament next week in Lincoln or Omaha. They are now 35-14. They head to the state tournament for the third straight year. They're going to play Kearney Runza tomorrow night. They'll have to beat Kearney twice in order to win the Area 7 Baseball Championship, but it doesn't make any difference, really. Both of those teams qualify for the state tournament next week, and they'll be heading to the eastern part of the state next weekend. So that'll wrap things up for Allegiant Baseball coverage. We will head for the Big Ten Media Days in Chicago this week. That's our next destination. We'll have some high school and college football coming up for you in a few weeks from right now. Again, the final score here in this one, the West Coast Zephyrs beat Hastings 5 points Bank by the score of 15-7. For John Deber, and I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Scottsbluff.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you